What's poppin'? We're in the DealsIndeed.com studios for the Drew and Mike show for Wednesday. And in fact, Facebook Live's in just a bit. So I'm going to start out mentioning that merch is available at the DrewandMikeStore.com.
What's my code? What code do I put in?
For our merch?
Yeah, when
just
I get
your credit card. That's all you need.
Yeah, it was 11 digits. You need the three-digit code on the back. That's what you need.
Oh, I thought I had a special code.
And follow our new and improved Instagram at Drew and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You feeling okay, Maz?
Feeling good, about a 78%.
78%?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're probable, questionable?
I'm playing.
In the NFL, okay.
Playing.
What is the diagnosis?
There's no diagnosis yet. I'll go tomorrow.
AIDS.
And see what the hell I have or what I had. Maybe it was a reaction to a medication or something. Who knows?
Are you on a lot of medication?
Not really.
Then how could it be a reaction to medication?
I was on something that Mark used to be on, and he seems to think that perhaps might have something to do with
it. I've now made it about myself because I have diagnosed him, and I just am praying to God I'm correct.
It's better than WebMD.
Were you in pain in every joint?
Yes.
If anyone touched you, were you in pain anywhere in your body?
Yes.
No, I'm talking to Mark.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I knew you were.
It wasn't joint, and this is what I asked him. I said, was it joint pain or muscle pain? Because this medication is known to give people muscle pain.
I described it as both, because I didn't really know what the hell I was hurting.
It's, what's it?
It's hurting?
It's a statin. What kind of statin is it? Like
Lipitor.
Lipitor is known for giving people joint pain.
Your shoulder hurt, too?
Oh, it hurt. My shoulder, my neck, like around my collarbone, but not in the back of my
neck. Why didn't they put you in traction?
I could barely have anyone touch me. At that point.
That's what I mean. That's why you need to be in traction.
Look at my arms.
What's that?
They're all track marks.
Oh, heroin? Doing a lot of smack?
That was when they were trying to get blood out of me and putting IVs in me.
Well, that tells me something's wrong because I get blood and I never look like that.
Well, my veins weren't really good. That's why Joey now has me on this gallon of water diet. I'm on this gallon of water diet now. I got a Joey diet.
This is the Joey diet? I didn't know there was a Joey diet. He's thin, though.
What time is it? I'm hurting.
I'm following Joey
from now on. I'm curious to see how that works out for you.
I'm going to give it a shot.
You end up like Joey, you'll be pretty happy.
I will.
Some nice weight loss.
That'll be awesome.
I'm in pain all the time.
We're going to talk about Michael later.
He couldn't. Maz couldn't even text.
I know.
Kathy was calling.
I could hardly hold the phone last week. At this time, last week.
You could not hold that was too heavy?
It was heavy. I am not shitting you.
What did the doctor say about that? The phone's too heavy to hold. That sounds really weird.
I stumped them all.
How did you regain your strength so quickly? Because now you're controlling a car. Can you turn the car?
I'm trying to use the phone!
It was the roids. The roids got me going again.
Oh, okay.
Whose car are you driving?
I've got a car.
What does that mean?
The Abby Mobile?
Yeah, I'm driving Abby's future car.
Well, it's half Abby's.
Yeah.
Is that really what you're driving?
Do you have to get permission from both to drive it?
Zooms, what's he driving?
I'm driving grandma's car.
I don't believe you. Look at him in the face. You can tell when he's lying.
Joey, get back here.
Oh, I want to know about this car.
What does that mean? Oh, boy. Okay. Well.
Will you write it down then?
Very interesting.
Why are you interested in what I'm driving?
Because I'm fascinated by you.
Lily has her car. She's got volleyball. Abby's at volleyball.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Kathy's working again. I mean, I'm alone.
Did you walk
Abby
here?
Abby went back to school.
Did you walk here?
No, I made it.
Did somebody give you a ride? Abby? Lily?
I got a car.
Right. Text me, Zeus. Tell me what car's out there. Get the VIN number, too. I'm going to do a search on it. I'm going to get the Carfax.
Should we make it the cover for the show today?
I'm sweating right now.
What'd you steal grandma's car? Oh, what the hell's going on?
You realize you're making it worse by eluding the question.
I got a car.
Did you push the... You got a car? Own car?
Just driving a car.
Whose?
Driving John Voight's car.
Mark, what is going on?
I don't know, but I'm...
Did you push start grandma's car and not tell her?
I did not. Grandma's fine.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right?
OJ's.
Well, there's one idea for you. You could talk to Gabara, Anthony, or any of the gang at Zod, Ford, and Holly, because they're in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event.
Someone said there's a brand new car outside.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Is it white?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What is going on?
He doesn't want to say that he bought a new car.
Do you have a new job?
No.
How would you get credit? You'll pay cash.
Yeah, cash.
Wow. Cash. You've likely heard you can save.
How did you get credit?
You've likely heard you can save 20% off sticker during this sale. Our friends at Zotford and DealsIndeed.com will do much better than that. We'll help you get the new Ford of your dreams. For example, get 0% financing for 60 months and nearly $13,000 off a new 19 Ford Edge SCL all-wheel drive. That's over 30% off sticker. You could be driving a new car just like the one in front of my house right now. Or lease it as low as $97 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4? That, too, is almost 30% off sticker. Great time to buy a new car. You could have a car just as new as the one in front of my house. Or lease it as low as $99 a month. We all know Zotford's a spot for all automotive deals that are hot, so go see Anthony, Dan, Seth, Delilah, any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the hurry up and save sales event.
Those are my buddies.
Passes you by.
With a brand new fucking motor, a brand new transmission, and brand new wheels.
I feel like I want to go outside and see what's going on.
That's nothing.
It's like Bigfoot's out there.
It's no big deal. But your house does look great, by the way.
Oh, what a diversion.
Best looking house on the block now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you think so?
I think so. I looked at the two next to you.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Man, yeah, come on gonna, now. What if they're listening?
Sorry.
Man, Jesus
they're
Christ.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Daryl across the street, it's hard to beat his house.
Daryl is a landscaping phenom.
Yes. I think he might have a problem with landscaping. He's always landscaping.
There's a lot going on in the garden back there next door. There's a lot of work comes into that. So. Anyway, let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Luke Nowacki. If you're interested in planning your financial future, you got, I don't know, three girls going away to college in a couple years.
Yeah.
A new car.
New wheels. Grandma's car, whatever it is. Are you driving grandma's car? That's not a very good financial plan. You need to talk to Luke Nowacki immediately. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. Combine 401ks like Brandon needs to do. One of these days, Brandon's going to get
over. I don't even know how many 401ks I even have out there anymore.
Lucky.
How do you find them?
Well, usually they know where you are.
I know, but how do you find...
Well, you think of where you've worked and you find out...
From JR?
Yeah, I got one from JR.
And you just call them and ask?
One from WWJ. Got one from 105.1.
Wait, WWJ? Didn't you work there one day?
I don't know. That was the first time. The second time I worked there a year and a half.
Okay. Yeah, just call them and find out.
Can't grandma help you with some of this in her spare time when you're out at the pool?
I guess she could. Yeah, so I have to shut that damn pool soon.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's a lot of work. 401ks, financial plans, 529s, all these things. Luke's the guy to talk to. 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and or marketing. Names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. So, Dave Chappelle comes out with his Netflix special, and I got to tell you, people... I know there's stuff on there that's going to upset people.
Good.
Which is so silly.
Good.
I mean, it's Dave Chappelle.
I'll watch it then.
He knows it. He mentioned it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, I'm not upset at all. But I have to admit, you know, as I'm going through Twitter, and most people are like, oh, yeah, this is terrible. But I was raped and I laughed. I mean, this is like, wait, what happened? How did this happen? If Louis C.K. did that bit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the people screaming, the same people?
Dave's never gotten in trouble. Spotlight's on...
But we love Dave, too. Everybody just loves Dave so much.
I think he's the best comedian, stand-up ever, period.
Definitely one of them.
I think he's better than Carlin.
Ooh.
Are you a fan of Pryor?
Yeah.
I was. Oh, yeah. Fan.
I love Pryor now. Pryor's got so much really good always, stuff.
To me, Louis was always the best, but I think Dave's kind of passed him.
Yeah, it's hard. I love George Carlin. I love Dave. I love Chris Rock. There's a bunch of them, but he's definitely
Dave's
in there.
Jerry.
Dave's pattern.
He's on.
Jerry? Seinfeld, absolutely.
Don't forget.
He's on Mount Rushmore of comedy somewhere.
I think he's tops, if you ask me.
Anyway, Dave, as I was reading through the Twitter responses, and people kept pointing out that he said he believes Michael Jackson. That's the biggest, or he doesn't believe the accusers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing more people are talking about, which bothers me because, first of all, there's so many funny things in this. And also, I do believe his accusers. So it just kind of bums me out because it creates this whole discussion.
I got to tell you, I think it's a device for
the joke.
For the joke. I really do.
I tried to tell myself that.
I don't think it is.
You don't?
No, because at the end of it, he was serious.
Well, let's watch it.
Well, so this
it's, we got that, don't we?
I think there's just a part of the Michael Jackson accusers he doesn't believe.
Well,
the part that Michael stares at people's honesties.
I think he believed.
Why don't you just do the bit?
I thought he believed that part.
I think, and I might have cut this part out because it's more visual, but I think he's like, it's been 10 years, and it's Michael Jackson. I just think it doesn't register to him, and here he is.
I want to see if you can guess who it is I'm doing an impression of.
Just impersonation is dead on.
You got to guess who it is, though. Okay, here it goes. If you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're fucking finished. Who's that? That's you. That's what the audience sounds like to me. That's why I don't be coming out doing comedy all the time, because y'all niggas is the worst motherfuckers I've ever tried to entertain in my fucking life.
He's ripping the audience and they're laughing. I love it.
He's doing a better job than Pete Davidson did.
Goddamn sick of it. This is the worst time ever to be a celebrity. You're going to be finished. Everyone's doomed.
Everyone's doomed.
Michael Jackson has been dead for 10 years, and this nigga has two new cases. And if you haven't watched that documentary, then I'm begging you, don't watch it. It's fucking gross. Turns out Michael Jackson allegedly likes a long gander at the anus.
He watched it.
They said
he watched
people's buttholes. That's what they said.
Buttholes.
That's how gross the documentary was. I'm going to say something that I'm not allowed to say. But I gotta be real. I don't believe these motherfuckers. I do not believe it.
Is it crowd cheering?
But
part of it.
Let me qualify the statement. I am what's known on the streets as a victim blamer. You know what I mean? If somebody come up to me like, Dave, Chris Brown just beat up Rihanna, I'll be like, well, what did she do?
Oh, he's quick on his feet.
Dave, Michael Jackson was molesting children. Well, what were those kids wearing at the time?
Oh,
you know,
boy.
More than half the people in this room have been molested in their lives. But it wasn't no goddamn Michael Jackson, was it? This kid got his dick sucked by the King of Pop. All we get is awkward Thanksgivings for the rest of our lives.
Oh,
you know how good it must have felt to go to school the next day after that shit? Hey, Billy, how was the weekend? How was my weekend? Michael Jackson sucks my dick. And that was my first sexual experience. If I'm starting here, then sky's the limit.
Oh, God. Isn't that good?
Oh, is he good?
The home run, man.
Oh, man.
And people are going to get mad about it, and too bad. Sorry.
And MJ's dead 10 years, and we're still talking about him.
I didn't see that many people mad, really. Some, yeah. Some very mad.
Well, look,
Wade Robeson has responded, and James Safechuck has responded, the two people from Leaving Neverland. And they, you know what's interesting? Of all the people who should be demanding cancellation of people,
yeah.
Not that I think people should be demanding cancellation of people, they're not like that.
No.
They're still like, he's entitled to his opinion. It's unfortunate he's chosen his platform to shame sexual abuse victims and spread his ignorance of sexual abuse in the way it's perpetrated upon children in an attempt to resurrect his career. I don't think he needs to resurrect his career.
He's doing just fine.
That's Wade Robeson's lawyer.
Yeah.
Mr. Chappelle should look to fellow comedian Hannibal Buress, who instead of using his platform as a mode of social justice, Bill Cosby's alleged sexual abuse.
It boils down to Dave's trying to make people laugh. And he does.
And he's the best at it. And he doesn't need any vice.
I think the joke
is
more about celebrity, especially because Jackson's so weird.
You know, it's a shame. This is what part of what sucks about comedy right now is when Dave Chappelle makes a great sequence like that, the guy he's talking about is going to hear it.
Yeah.
They just are.
Yeah.
It's going to get played. And if for some reason Wade Robson didn't hear it, somebody would take a big boom box up to his house and crank it at him as he's walking out to his car.
Yeah.
As Dave says, you know, we are horrible.
Do you want to hear,
We're the worst.
How he opened the show? Because I thought his
is this the other impersonation? Did you get the other impersonation?
You know what? I cut it out of the Founding Fathers.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very funny. Yeah. We can't play the whole thing. I mean, this is Netflix, and it's
on right now.
Dave Chappelle became available at midnight, and there's so much more to see that you must see it.
We must never forget that Anthony Bourdain killed himself. Anthony Bourdain had the greatest job the show business ever produced. This nigga flew around the world and ate delicious meals with outstanding people. That man with that job hung himself in a luxury suite in France. I knew a nigga in high school that was an urban genius. This motherfucker's grades were so good, he got all the way from the hood to an Ivy League school with a full scholarship. From there, the motherfucker got himself into one of the best law schools in the country. And when he was in law school, he met a woman, and they fell in love. And they were going to get married. I remember him telling me about it. He was home for Christmas. And I told him, I said, my man. Save that bitch for later in your life. But he's in love. He didn't listen to me. He married her while he was in law school. And sadly, they got divorced while he was in law school. He was a street nigga from the hood. This man had nothing. And that bitch took half of that. And then I just never saw him again for years. And then 2 years ago, I was home in D.C. doing some shopping, trying to buy my sons some socks at Foot Locker. I go to Foot Locker. Guess who's the manager? Oh. That nigga. Dressed like a referee, the whole shit. This motherfucker is 45 years old. We went out drinking that night just trying to catch up. And he told me, he said he's been living with his mother for like 10 years just trying to get back on his feet. But that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is, never occurred to this nigga to kill himself. I even suggested to him that he should try it out. Like, oh, man.
I
love how he just brings it back to the story he just told that you forget about.
He's phenomenal. Yeah,
somebody complained on email that it's not the featured item on Netflix. How could that not be the first thing on Netflix?
It's really funny that person said that because I didn't even know when it came out.
Midnight, last night.
No, because I watched it last night at like around 10.
Oh.
It was out, and I just ran into it by accident. I'm like, is there anything new on Netflix? And I was scrolling down. I'm like, oh, is this a trailer for Chappelle's new show? And it was actually the whole thing.
How long is it?
I think it's like an hour 20, and then there's an additional.
They shoot it.
There's a bloop. I don't know. Atlanta. Yeah. Where did they shoot it?
Who cares?
Just a quick sidebar.
Were you concerned that it might be 6 hours long, or were you thinking it could be 10 minutes long?
Well, I'm glad it was an hour plus. I'm going to enjoy it later.
Didn't you expect it to be about an hour plus?
Sorry, I didn't sidebar the show.
What range was Mark's answer likely to be in your mind?
Probably an hour, hour and a half.
So you were asking a question. You were going to take up valuable time on the show to find out where in that half hour it landed in terms of length?
I really didn't think about it at that moment. I'm sorry. It was a stupid question. Is Ozarks on yet or no?
Yeah, season two or three?
Three.
I don't know. Mindhunter's great.
Next question. What a ridiculous question.
Mindhunter?
Oh, you haven't seen Mindhunter season one?
No.
Oh, man.
Netflix?
Yeah. If you like, I mean, I don't know if it's your kind of thing, so
remember
I can't say. It's not Seinfeld.
The documentary.
Okay. I like other things than Seinfeld.
I told you I watched. It was terrible, but I didn't want to let my friend Netflix down, so I watched the whole thing. Someone pointed out it's called American. I don't know, American something. It's about an assembly plant.
Yeah.
Did you know it's one of the Obama-produced documentaries? Someone told me.
I just read that.
I'm like, oh, that explains why it was so tediously boring.
I was stunned that you watched it, honestly.
I told you I had it on in about a half hour. I spaced out and was involved in my phone.
I thought you were an Obama guy.
Oh, I don't have any problem with it. I don't want to watch documentaries he makes.
All right.
Well, if he makes a good documentary, I'll watch it.
I want him to stay in his lane.
Yeah. I'm not sure I... there's probably a lot of people around here might find it interesting. I don't know. I would just expect him to be very highbrow in terms of what he
elects. It was incredibly highbrow.
All I know is Netflix sure paid him a lot of money. Did you see that place he bought in Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
No, really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Whoa. Boy, being president's not a bad deal, is it?
I don't know.
Not if you can make it out.
Oh, that's a nice place.
So, just to wrap up on Michael Jackson, it's amazing. He just forces his way into our show. Mm-hmm. We can't stop him. I'm watching the MTV Awards last night, and it's time to give out the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Mm-hmm. Wait, they're still calling it the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award?
With no sense of irony.
So I guess they don't believe anyone either. And can I ask a quick question?
False.
If you recall, James Safechuck and Robeson,
Wade
Robeson, they did this because they want to make a career out of making money off being molested by Michael Jackson, right. Which is what a fun career that would be.
It's BS. They made it up.
How much money have they made so far off this new career?
There are apparently millions that we don't know about.
Okay. That's so dumb. So anyway... The Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award, and I mean, nobody even seemed to flinch at it. And then I'm thinking, well, couldn't they have, I don't know, his ex-wife or, you know, Lisa Marie Presley or Debbie Rowe give it out?
His ex-wife.
Debbie Rowe produced, she gave birth to the children he bought from her?
Honestly, yeah. I'm a little bit surprised knowing how MTV would think that they didn't have Wade Robeson and James Safechuck
give it out,
bring it out under a rebranded name. You know?
Wade Robeson. I was once in love with Michael Jackson. He helped me greatly with my career. We had a few bumps in the road, but we're so proud. I know Michael is, and I am too, that this Video Vanguard Award is named after him.
Why would they do that?
It's so weird.
Why don't they change it?
I don't know. I got to tell you, the Michael Jackson thing.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me.
You'd be interesting.
Don't do it.
do a poll on people that believe versus don't believe Michael Jackson. I don't know how many people that don't believe his accusers are not fans.
Oh.
Are not fans of Michael Jackson. Having seen the documentary and all this stuff, if you're not a fan of his music is really meaningless to you, do you really not believe them? How many of those? I bet it's extremely small.
No, I bet you it's a lot.
Oh, his, I know.
His non-fans.
His non-fans. You think they will not believe his accusers?
No, his non-fans will believe his accusers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I think I said that.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Okay.
The reason they don't believe the accusers is because they like his music.
Yeah, they like his music. And as I was watching MTV Awards last night, I was noticing, too, that so many of the acts now, their fans look like, they look like similar cults, like the Taylor Swift fans.
Swifties freak me out, man.
They freaked me out. The Jonas Brothers fans they just look insane. They looked wild eyes as they're on the stage. And I'm like, the Jonas Brothers?
Well, look back, man. All the musical acts are like, look at the Beatles.
Well, in 64, but I mean, you don't see that wild eyed look in.
You don't think?
The Jonas Brothers, okay, if they were 20, like the Beatles were 21, 20, 22, Lennon was 22. When they were on the Ed Sullivan Show, they were very young.
Yeah.
When they were 30, you would not see screaming 16-year-old girls if they performed somewhere. You would see a large mix of people. They'd be screaming. They'd be excited.
By the way,
if anybody's in a cult, it's me with the Beatles. But
happy anniversary to Brian Epstein.
His death? The anniversary of his death? Is that a happy anniversary?
Let's say an anniversary. The fifth Beatle?
Yes.
One of the five Beatles?
Today's also the anniversary of 65... the Beatles meeting Elvis.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was when Elvis pretended he didn't know their names. Going, hey, Beatle, come here.
Weren't they staying at one of his islands?
It was a mansion he was staying in Los Angeles when he was filming a movie, I think.
I thought it was a Caribbean island or something.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think they were in Los Angeles, and Elvis had three TVs in the basement, which they were blown away by, and remote control, too, which I thought was so cool.
Awesome.
And they did jam. Damn. They jammed.
I know, and no one taped it.
Nope. Oh, well. So, yeah, couldn't they get Debbie Rowe to give that away? Wouldn't that have been nice?
Debbie Rowe, no. She's probably not allowed to. Well, she's really good at giving things away.
Oh, I forgot. She's supposed to shut the fuck up. Give me my children and shut the fuck up, and here's the money, bitch.
Oh.
You stinky pussy. Get out of here. Woo. Gross.
Shoulder.
You're so gross. Don't ever talk to me or the children again, but thank you for the kids. Here's your money. Woo.
Close your legs before I puke. Ooh.
Give me the children and shut up. Don't ever talk to me again, you bitch. Stupid bitch. So gross.
Ooh, take that fat ass and beat it.
Oh my God, how weird. Travolta mispronouncing, or no, hilarious. No, he didn't mispronounce. He did something even better.
Oh,
he tried to give Taylor Swift's award to a Taylor Swift impersonator who is a guy.
Trans,
poor Travolta.
It
wasn't enough with Idina Menzel.
No.
Adele Dazeem.
His intro, by the way, is so weird. It's at 46 minutes. Okay. It might be cute, even. His introduction is just, he's reading, and he's actually...
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Can he be no more award shows for you, Travolta?
I want him to do lots of them.
Oh, I know, but he keeps messing them up.
What's wrong with
it? It was funny.
How far in?
It's 46 minutes, I believe.
Ooh.
And he just sounds weird. It's in New Jersey, and I was so excited to be in New Jersey. Oh, Sopranos gave away an award.
Who cares?
It's right before this.
Doesn't matter where it's at.
They acted like there was some demand for it to be in New Jersey.
Where was it? Prudential Center in Newark?
I don't know, man. Christ. It was in a theater.
How long was it, Drew?
It was about 3 hours, I believe.
Be quiet.
And Queen Latifah, too. I was so excited to see Queen Latifah. She's so New Jersey.
I never knew
is
that.
Is she even from New Jersey?
I never knew that.
I don't care. Is Travolta? I thought he was from New York.
Somebody yesterday was saying... asked the question off the air about are there many like black lesbians, and I went Wanda Sykes, Robin Roberts, and I forgot about Latifah.
Yeah, black community is not real warm about gays,
homosexual. Yeah.
Listen, this is a New Jersey homecoming for both of us right now. Hey, home.
Where's the boss?
I grew up right around the corner.
Holy shit! Hairspray. Last time I saw you, I was a woman.
Wait, you swore.
You had some nice-ass hips, too.
Yeah, I was all that in a bag of chips. Oh, every time I come back here, it feels like I never left. And damn, it's so good to be home.
That sounds so fake.
Listen, we are so honored to give out one of the biggest awards of the night.
Oh, my God, who cares?
No, it's not.
The nominees for Video of the Year.
It's like an hour and a half into the show.
Video of the year. They're doing video of the year.
No one has even seen any of the videos.
Halfway through. He looks ridiculous bald.
He does look kind of strange. I'm not used to it yet. He's got a big beard. They don't even show him on the broadcast handing it to this, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Show it. Yeah, I think somebody got a shot of it, and it, of course, went crazy viral because it's so funny. But you'll see the girl.
The guy?
Oh, why won't anyone give me an award?
The trans person.
Wait, I just noticed that he's wearing a very frilly shirt underneath his jacket. What is it? It's like
it's a puffy shirt. It's a puffy shirt. He wants to be a pirate.
Is that a style now?
I shouldn't do this because I'll just mispronounce shit and fuck up. You do it. You do it.
He's really got an edge this year.
All right, John.
I hope somebody files a report to the FCC about his swearing.
And the VMA goes to Taylor Swift. You need to call that.
Well, look how shocked she is.
It's funny that he's afraid to give it away to somebody because he'll mispronounce the name. And then he hands it to
the wrong person.
She really made some important statements last night, too.
That's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she sure did.
What are we doing wrong
now? The Equality Act has got to pass.
What's that?
I don't even know what it... Honestly, I've never heard of it. All and her, I'm all for equality. I don't want anybody to be cheated.
I think all her implants look good. Her ass, her boobs, everything.
I think she's really pretty, and I think she's an outstanding artist.
She's incredibly pretty. She's very talented. I just didn't like that she cried over losing her Masters because it was all a lie.
This.
No, and we should play the CBS This Morning thing from Sunday with her interview because there's the impersonator.
He's trying to give it to her.
She's trying to give
it
to her.
Swift.
Well, I don't know. If you're John Travolta, she might.
Yeah, because he's not looking at chicks.
You might have been hot for her.
Why are there 15 people on the stage with her?
Well, that's all explained. These are all people that are important, need equality, I guess, I think.
Okay, that's great. Were they in the video?
I don't know. I honestly, I think she might explain it.
This is a fan-voted award, so I first want to say thank you to the fans because in this video...
There's the dude he thought was swimming. Taylor Swift right behind her.
Doesn't look anything like her.
A little bit.
That you want a world where we're all treated equally under the law.
Wait, what's that to do with the award?
Regardless of who we love, regardless of how we identify... At the end of this video, there was a petition.
These people grew up with this age group, but do they really need this speech all the time? Shouldn't they be doing this on 60 Minutes?
I guess they do. I don't know.
Where old people are watching.
And I want to thank everyone who signed that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures, which is 5 times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House.
She looks at her watch.
Oh, Lord.
I'm so grateful to everyone who was in this video, the ones who are here, the ones who are at home. We love you so much. Thank you for doing this with us. I love my co-executive producer, Todd Dracol. I love my...
Who has the pink hair, which is
I'm so grateful to my co-director, Drew.
Todrick gave quite a speech.
And thank you to the
Wait, Todrick, didn't he used to have a show on MTV?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you for being the example that you are. I love.
Is there more? Do you really need to hear more from her?
No, he gave a long speech earlier about is he the right pronoun? I'm not joking. Am I supposed to call Todrick him? He
pronoun?
I don't know. Just so silly. But anyway, he gave
Nobody
a long speech.
Who the hell he is or she? Although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she.
A little disguise.
Todrick's speech was about how being told that, you know, you can't do things and everybody telling you can't, which I've heard this speech at so many shows now that I'm convinced that this whole, I thought young people were being told how great they are and given ninth place ribbons and this whole self-esteem thing. And yet it seems that every other child now is being told that they suck and that they can't do shit. I mean, isn't it strange that we get that speech all the time from 30-year-olds when you would think they were the... What's up with that?
All I know is you got to follow your dreams. Don't let anyone tell you. You got to protect your dreams. What else did he say?
Everyone is also bullied. Every kid seems to be bullied now. Or is it just that they all think they're bullied because they hear a couple things that make them feel bad?
It's like everything. There's an awareness of something, and then it goes way overboard, and eventually will come back.
I hear a lot of people say
it's like anxiety. Yeah, it's a real illness. It affects a lot of people, but other people kind of use it maybe as an excuse.
Yeah. And you know what else I noticed picked up on last night was the number of people that won awards who say, thanks for believing in us. And they turn into something. It's not just, you know, hey, thanks for liking our music. Thanks for being a fan. It's something larger, you know, like, we need your support and have our back and believe in us. Just like Michael Jackson, when he gets in trouble, goes, I need all my fans to... it's
very mean to me.
It's more... I need all our fans to make sure and support me. Some children.
who say that I gazed longingly at their anus and gave them blowjobs. Beat them off, and they beat me off, and left semen in their underwear, and made them play with my nipples and gave them Jesus juice. And none of it's true. These people are being mean to me, and I need you to support me and know that this would never happen because I love children. That's why they are in my bed all the time, spending the night with a 40-year-old man. Woo!
It's beautiful.
Thank you. I love you.
How dumb.
So weird.
Stupid.
Let's see. We're going to Facebook Live in a second, so let's see what else was in the award show that I noticed. Oh! Best collaboration.
Best collaboration. It's got to be a Lil Nas X, right? And Billy Ray Cyrus for Old Town Road. I don't even know.
I thought it was going to be Gaga and Bradley.
Was it nominated?
No. Yes, it was, and it didn't win. They did not win.
That's old now. That's old.
It was nominated. In the sky, look at that. Now, when somebody must be killing themselves right now over this.
Listen how beautiful that sounds. What one? Oh,
that stupid song. Mendez and Caballo.
Oh, that's because they're banging now.
I know. That's got to be the softest sex, by the way, that's going on in the world anywhere. Don't you think that guy
he can't get hard?
He cannot get fully. He should be wearing the 5/8 jersey.
Did you see he got in trouble for old tweets?
What?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Oh, man. He used the N-word.
Shawn Mendes?
He was like 13 or 14. Someone dug him up.
That up.
I gotta find the story.
Why are they still on his Twitter?
Well, I don't.
Why are 13-year-olds on Twitter? Isn't that just the worst idea ever?
A terrible idea. Terrible. Nothing good could come out.
Why is anyone on Twitter?
Nothing. Barely comes out good now. Adults.
I know.
Our president.
Oh man, is that funny? Shawn Mendes.
You think he's pretty soft, huh? My kids love him.
Yes, I think he's very soft. Well, your kids love him. And I noticed that they had some other guy. Is it A.J. Mitchell? Who has some really soft song. And he looked, all the guys person. Look really, all the white kids look super soft. I mean, their hair's soft. Everything's soft. They're all very thin and they're not super buff. You know, no, like the black dudes that age, they're like 8-packs. And but Shawn Mendes and some of these soft white guys.
Look at this headline.
They're just doughy.
Woke mob tries to cancel Shawn Mendes for old racist tweets.
When he was 13?
I think that's how old he was.
What did he say?
He responded to it. I posted some racially insensitive comments on social media when I was younger, and I'm so sorry. I apologize.
I was 13.
For what was said, and understand that those, how offensive those posts are. There's no place for comments like that.
What did he say?
Do not represent who I am. I stand for complete inclusivity, equality, and love.
Of course he does.
What if he said he doesn't? But
no, I think he's a generally pretty good guy.
Of course,
from what I understand.
What if he said, some black people did some terrible things to me when I was young, and I grouped them all together, and that's why I tweeted that stuff.
I'm Canadian. I really have never been around black people. Cancel him! Imagine a female artist did the same. She'd be gone by now.
We don't have any examples of the tweets.
I'm looking for them.
They always tell us what the tweets are. Why does he get slack?
I know, because I saw him just under a different
I'm sure it was not much. As a 13-year-old.
I'm going to mention Facebook.
There were
13-year-olds can write some pretty tough stuff.
They were racially insensitive.
Facebook Live is brought to you by GrowGreen MI, where they buy in bulk and pass their savings on to you, the grower. With insane deals like gallons of Mammoth Pea for $5.25, Advanced Nutrients Big Bud gallons for $75, and bags of Ocean Forest for only $10. Bring them your quote from any other store, and they'll beat it at GrowGreen MI. Stop where the commercial growers go. Shop the largest hydro store in the country, GrowGreen on M36 in Whitmore Lake, or online at GrowGreenMI.com.
Green, 16, sat, hot.
We got the GrowGreen mugs. And
yeah, a lot of merch.
Got all kinds of GrowGreen stuff there. The water bottle, look at that.
Hey.
Gorgeous. Thanks, GrowGreen.
All right. Thanks for being back.
Okay, so we don't have the tweets.
I can't find them.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
More if I can get some of this GrowGreen stuff to my mom in Jersey.
Your mom needs some pot?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What's wrong?
Well, she's got to grow it. I mean, they're not a dispensary.
Okay. She's got to grow her. My dad's got a green thumb. Maybe he could
Really? Why do you want? Why do you want to?
I think it would cure my mom's ills.
It might.
Yeah.
I mean, it is medicinal. Yeah, maybe it'll cure your ills.
It might. It might.
You've been ill.
You got any gummies?
Me, no.
Okay. We could try a gummy right here with you guys.
You wouldn't.
No, I would.
I would not do that to you.
You don't think?
I think we'd be carrying him on a stretcher. I really do.
I certainly wouldn't let him get in that new vehicle.
What new vehicle?
No. Oh, I got to. Thanks for reminding me. Check out these new wheels.
It's a bike. A bike to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what?
For those on Facebook Live, Tom's been very cryptic about it. We have no idea why. We have not seen it. Yeah, we don't know what it is.
Why are the most simple, basic things become cryptic with Tom? I don't understand it.
He just asked me if I was driving the kid's car. I'm like, no, Lily's busy tonight.
Okay, so we figure grandma's car, but
grandma's a little busy today too. She's got some shopping.
So whose car could you possibly? You just went and bought a car because you didn't have a ride.
That's how much money he's rolling.
Got tired of putting Lily out.
I gotta stop working. That sounds really, really cool.
You got all that free time to buy stuff now.
Don't remind me.
Another observation from the VMAs was
Miley Cyrus.
Ugh.
I don't. Whatever. She did a song in black and white.
There she is.
She's so cool that she only shows up in black and white.
Whatever.
She's a great singer, but I can't stand her personally. Whatever.
She's a little wacky.
And her dad was on, of course. They were on back to back, which is annoying. And I was expecting the ugly sister to be on too.
Where was Where was Noah Cyrus?
I don't know. I can't believe we're pretending that the other sister's a star. Is she really a star?
Noah Cyrus was nominated last year for the Posh. What was the award you asked me? What it
the
was?
Posh?
The Posh Award.
What is the Posh? I've never heard.
No one
of that.
Knows. No one knows. But Noah Cyrus was nominated for last year. Good apparently.
For is she really? I mean, am I crazy? Is she a star? I don't even know.
No.
Okay.
She is not. She's
working her way up there.
Because I was watching the red carpet show maybe 2 years ago, and they're like, oh, and there's Noah Cyrus. Oh, my God, she looks beautiful. And, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she's not beautiful.
No,
she looks
gross.
Like the least attractive person I've seen on the whole red carpet. But because her name is Cyrus, we're all pretending she's pretty.
She basically said, remember when Clark used to say he got the worst genes of both parents?
Yes.
I kind of think Noah Cyrus did,
well, she
too.
Well, she might get pretty.
Isn't she like 22
she's
or something?
19.
Okay.
She's
anyway,
all, she's all yours, Tom.
When they were doing the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award, Cardi B came out to present it to Missy Elliott.
Cool.
And listening to Cardi B talk, I swear she's the Fran Drescher of 2019. I can't stand hearing her voice. It's so annoying. Isn't it?
Her and Nicki Minaj, they sound basically the same.
Got that accent.
Nicki Minaj, yeah, who's married to that rapist murderer. She is. Yeah. She took his name. Anyway, I guess there's not much else to talk about with the... I'm not really not a big fan of this show.
Tom, Tom, do you think the Hadid sisters are hot?
I think they're nice looking, but I don't think they're outstanding.
Thank you, Maz.
Yeah.
Because that's nice how I feel about them.
I like women. I think they all pretty much...
I like women. They
pretty much all look good to me, but...
They introduced a band together. I couldn't understand what they were saying because they said it in unison because they're so cute.
You know what? That when I talk to Lily on the phone, mm-hmm. she has her own language. I cannot understand my own kid. It's this teen talk. It's away from the phone. It's back and forth on the phone. If it's a speaker phone or not, and I can't. I have to ask her to repeat herself like 100 times, and of course she gets pissed.
Really?
But they have their own language, I'm telling you.
These two girls, honestly, I go through all the things I look at in the course of a day, get ready for the show, and
it's about like that.
Is that the intro last night?
No, that's Lily on the phone.
Anyway.
It's about right.
They're constantly, they're the Hadid sisters, and she's braless, and they're the Hadid sisters in a bikini, and there's Gigi Hadid with Tyler from The Bachelor, and there's the other Hadid with, and there's the Hadid's mom, and I'm like, why are these people, are they the new Kardashians?
Yeah, they are.
I don't think they're that hot.
I know, but
I think they're pretty, but there are a million pretty girls. It seems like super hot girls are dime a dozen now.
They are. Look at Instagram.
Yeah. I know. I mean, they're all on Instagram. They're all following.
They're gorgeous.
But I don't know.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
This is going to sound terrible, but I could find 500 girls if I looked for 20 minutes who I'd rather, if I have to bump into pretty girls, wearing nothing here and there and everywhere, like Emily Ratajkowski. There's so many girls I'd pick ahead of these Haddad girls. Are they paying somebody to do this?
They're just Instagram famous, and they've exploded.
They're legit models.
Yeah, they're legit. They've exploded.
I think they're hot.
I think they're hot, but I just don't know why. Why do I always have to see them? Can't I see someone else one time?
You can. Are you still sick and tired of seeing Kimmy K?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, she's beautiful. I'm not saying she's not beautiful.
Have you noticed? You haven't really seen much of her lately.
Well, she was just in Dayton.
She's fading away.
Well, she's almost 40, I think. I mean, really? Are we really going to see 40? Her? Wow. I mean, I think she's actually, this is my honest, I can't believe we're talking about this, but I think she's trying to branch out into activism. Mm. You know, with this trying to get people off of out of prison. And she's going to be a lawyer, did you hear?
Neat.
I'm going to be a lawyer. I barely finished high school, but I'm going to be a lawyer without going to law school. It's really cool. Or going to undergrad.
Where is the Michael Jackson award at?
The Video Vanguard Award?
I've sped through the whole stupid show.
26 minutes from the start of where I came. I didn't start at the beginning.
Wait, they gave it out early in the
show? I guess so. That's what I wrote down.
This is ridiculous.
You ever use that fast forward thing, Mark? You see the orange marks on there?
No.
You don't know?
No, I don't have Comcast.
Those are the commercials where it's orange.
Yeah, but if you talk into the remote and say, "What's it called, Mark? Fast remote or something?"
Yeah, it comes up and tells you like anytime you're watching a show now, it'll at some point.
If you just talk into the microphone of your controller
remote,
it'll fast forward right to the end there. You don't have to play around with it.
I thought that was really neat how Missy Elliott brought the little girl who was in the video to dance on the show.
Yeah, it was cool. That was the coolest thing about it. The rest of it,
she's kind of hot too.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't even remember what I'm looking for.
The girl in the yellow who's not a girl anymore. It's 26 minutes. 26 minutes.
What do you mean she's not a girl anymore?
She's grown up.
Oh,
not a kid.
I thought you meant she transitioned.
But her dancing was incredible.
She's a woman.
26 minutes.
Okay.
Is Cardi B there? She should be right before this.
Ugh.
I don't even know why we're looking for it.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear her voice again. It's like Fran Drescher to me.
I guess so. The audience goes, can hear it. Is that your friend Drescher?
That was my friend Drescher.
It's all right.
Remember where Fran Drescher started? Through? Remember the first movie she was in?
Well, yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
American Graffiti?
No. Hang on. A Travolta movie.
No. I thought it was before that.
She wasn't in...
I thought she was in The Hollywood Nights.
Oh.
I don't think I even know that movie.
I don't know where she's... I quit.
Yeah, who cares? Are we going to have to see her for the rest of my... Are we going to see her for the next 20 years?
Cardi B?
Yeah, the time. Uh-huh. Okay,
she's going to win the Michael Jackson Award. 20 years
you're right. You're absolutely right.
Great.
Okay. Let's see.
Great.
Joe Biden's brother is being sued for promising to get the 2020 frontrunners help in a business deal. Okay, so he promised another partner. Yeah, and my brother Joe Biden, he's gonna make this happen.
It's very Hunter-esque.
So he probably got some money from this guy. Yeah, I did. It's funny.
Is that a quid pro quo?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have never thought Joe Biden participated in scummy stuff like this.
No.
But it sounds like he, quite frankly, does.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world, Joe.
The Hunter Biden stuff is about as bad as it gets, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. This one, I don't know enough about it yet, but let's see.
It's really interesting that Hunter Biden did that big interview and expose with the New York Times, and nobody's heard much about him since. It hasn't become an issue. He got it out there.
No, nobody really talks about him that much. There's incredible stuff about him, and I'm sure there's more, but it seems that it
don't worry, he'll mess up. Out. He'll mess up somewhere along the line.
Probably, but we'll see. Anyway, the brother, over the past year, several accusations of Joe Biden's relatives attempting to profit from his public standing have arisen, but the new filing provided the first explicit claims that James Biden offered up his brother's influence to benefit his own private business pursuits. Filed by, this is what Hillary Clinton did.
Yep.
That was really distressing because I think most of them, a lot of them certainly do. I think there's some people who are a little better than that, but she... Tony Rodham, her brother, gets paid, was it $450,000 to bring the clemency or the pardon to Bill Clinton for Mark Rich?
Yeah.
Was it Mark Rich or was that? No, maybe that was somebody else.
This is Hillary's brother been, who just passed? That brother?
Yeah, Tony Rodham, yeah. I think his name is. And it was like, what? No, you can't do that. And it's like, well, yeah, you can. He represented him. It went through the proper thing. And Clinton signed it like his last day as president. And I thought, wow, that's not even trying to be a weasel. That's just like blatant graft. But, I mean, anyone can present it, I guess. So anyway, filed by executives from two firms, Azam Medical Service and Diverse Medical Management.
Adil Dazam.
Both provide rural
guy.
Healthcare solutions. The allegations came sworn testimony filed in federal court against James Biden. And the allegations imply any wrongdoing on Joe Biden's part or suggest any knowledge. He had any knowledge of his brother's purported assurances. So, yeah.
That's
could
a
be
bunch of malarkey.
Could be a weasel family thing. I don't know.
Sleepy Joe. He's a sleepy guy.
By the way, there's a new poll that Joe Biden's very upset about that has Warren and Sanders at 20% and Biden at 19%. And then they go on to tell you that it's only 300 people and it's plus or minus 5.7%. I was like, well, why did you even bring it up?
Not a representative sample. It drives me nuts.
And then 300? Then they mention another poll, which has Biden at 33, Sanders at 20, and Liz Warren at 15.
Well, according to our audience Instapoll, 46% say you're too old.
And there's an ugly story about Michael Bloomberg today.
Uh-oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he do now?
It's blew me up, too.
Just that he needs to be canceled because he makes really terrible jokes. He oogles women. And somebody was claiming that she announced her pregnancy and he told her to kill it.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you what I read. I don't know.
Good one.
That is a good one.
Kill it. he's not running for anything. Why?
I don't know. It was
What does he do now? What does Bloomberg do?
Just throws money around.
Wasn't he the one that stepped up and wanted to cancel Big Gulps from 7-Eleven?
Oh, yeah.
I hated him for that.
He was a mayor, yeah.
He was the mayor of New York. Yeah, he wanted to have 7-Eleven not sell Big Gulps.
Large sodas.
Why?
I thought that got passed in New York.
I think it did.
Yeah. He was
Why?
Big on the health.
Because of the sugar.
Because
of the sugar. It's no good for you.
What his failure is in that is that people will just get, 30 ounces and fill them up twice.
Yeah. But still,
these are really slippery slopes people are, and I don't like the term slippery slope, but when you start saying you can't do one thing that you clearly can do, then I don't know. It's weird, though, because I always felt
like smoking. Yeah. The sugar in soft drinks is pretty outrageous. But then you know what? Just make it illegal. Just if that's how you really
kind of what I say.
Don't dick around with it. If you really want to have some balls and try to make it illegal, same as smoking.
I'm never the person that's going to say smokers deserve rights and they should be able. But when they start saying that you can't work at a company if you smoke at home because it's unhealthy, then I go, well, wait a second. Do you have anybody who eats the wrong foods and is real heavy at that workplace? Because maybe you shouldn't hire them.
Both things are they're legal activities.
Yeah. And believe me, I'm never the type to want to pick on people because they have trouble keeping their weight down or because they eat badly. Because I certainly like to eat bad food too, so I get it. But I just it's funny how
I'm hungry. But
that argument never works because I could eat some too. Everyone hates smoking, and there's so many people that like to eat bad food and are overweight in this country that that'll never happen. So you don't really have to worry about that. And I think booze too, because I would think they'd go. If you drink alcohol, you can't work in my garden.
But good point.
There's so many people that drink, it'll never happen. Drinking will always be protected in some weird way. Everyone likes to drink.
A lot of tax money.
Well, tax money.
That, like, every time someone smokes a cigarette down to the end, it's like kissing a butt.
In Chicago, cigarettes are, I think, $13 a pack.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah, they balance everything on smokers now.
It's so funny. Wow. One day I had to go drop something off down off of Woodward to the lawyer. And as I'm walking out, I said, hey, Drew, do you want anything? I could really use a pack of smokes. I'm like, I'll get it for you. I don't care. And I had sticker shock because I don't buy cigarettes.
How much were they here?
$6.80, I think.
Or $77. Which I was just like, wow.
That's fairly normal, though.
I know, but I don't buy cigarettes. I had no idea.
Remember the old cigarette machine? He's put the quarters in and pulled
there's,
the handle.
There's still a couple.
Really?
Not many. Yeah. I mean, I don't see them.
Got to put credit cards in now just to get a pack of cigarettes?
I'm trying to remember the last time I did that.
Are they legal
still? I don't remember. No, they took dollar bills last time I did it. Yeah, I don't know.
Back
maybe
in the day,
there aren't any.
On the Jersey Shore, on the boardwalk, you know how they have all the games? You win stuffed animals, you win music. All
yeah, those
that.
Are great deals if you're a player.
Back in the day,
you had a great shot at winning.
They had cigarette stands. I mean, I remember.
Oh, yeah, well,
kids,
cigarette girls.
Come on, let's win Daddy some Luckies. You know, roll the ball into the color. You got to get the right color. We'd come home with cartons and stuff.
Really?
My mother would be like, I need some Parliaments. All right, Mom, I got you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They were great games back in the day. Oh, now there's no
nice
music.
Mom.
There's no music.
Where
games
was
anymore.
Your mother?
There's no smoking games anymore. It was sad. My last visit to the Jersey Shore.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
It ain't the good old days.
It ain't the good old days.
So why don't we get a couple pieces of audio before we're done with that, and then who are we going to call in the Hall Financial Hotline?
There's two numbers. One is a brawl broke out at a water park in California. And the reason there was a brawl was two women were arguing over who took whose beach towel.
Oh.
And by the time the cops got there, 40 people were involved in the fight.
Sweet.
And they had to close down the water.
Should we just, why don't we open the Hall Financial Hotline and just take care of it now? And I'll mention a couple things while you're opening it. Because we should utilize the Hall Financial Hotline when we can before it's too late. And the dog days of summer are here. And that can only mean one thing. Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. As the 2020s are on their way, so they need to get the 19s out. But they're still new cars. You can get your next new ride from Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And if you're waiting for the sale, here it is. Lease a 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. Or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month. Then Ram trucks. People love Ram trucks. You can lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. Only during Zach's summer clearance event. The longer you wait, fewer low-price rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-not-to-be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. Wow, we had a great month over there. Nice. Because of their lower payments, better options, more personal attention, and how quickly they do it and all the money they save you with a refi. 44 days is industry average. 19 days is Hall Financial's average. And all the people in this little Red Shovel Network who have used Hall Financial. And all of them, Mass, you're delighted with
the results.
Of course,
I was one of the originals.
That's absolutely true. And so many people have done it. And it's funny, I get these emails from people, yeah, I got a car from Zod and Holly. I got my car my house refied with David Hall. And I mean, it's just awesome. And I called Luke, and we set up a 529.
A lot of them love
my paycheck. I set up some investments.
Double my paycheck
with
my bookie.
Yeah. I love hitting the trifecta.
So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or click the link on the website, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you, but fast, or call 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention.
There's the article.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping we had a video of this. That better be crazy.
That would have been great. You know how many people would be slipping and sliding?
I don't know why it's weird. We were talking about it, and I was picturing a bunch of like rednecky white people, and
I feel
and suddenly
racist
I became interested.
I picture them to be black. I don't know why.
I became interested in the race of the party. Don't you feel like this is going to be a one race fight?
Oh yeah, this is 100%. This is definitely a one race fight. No question about it.
Is Sacramento a?
I think it is.
Sacramento's pretty white, isn't it?
No. I think it's black.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Wasn't
okay.
Kevin Johnson the mayor of Sacramento?
Yes, he was. You're right.
He got in trouble.
Well, the city of Sacramento, most city urban areas. If it's right in central San Francisco, San Sacramento, then I would assume it would be. Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna think that one through. This is going to be crazy. I'm going to guess they're Hispanic. No one ever picks Hispanic.
Going Hispanic?
I kind of like that pick.
Thank you. I don't know why.
How do we get this information out of them? It's going to be tricky.
I guess we could ask them what their senses
are. Thank you for calling Raging Water Sacramento. The park is open weekends until September 8th. We are currently out of the office, but your call is very important to us.
Oh, the office.
We will return your call as soon as possible.
Oh, they just shut the whole thing down?
For more information, you may visit our website at rwsac.com.
Hopefully there's a number.
The fight was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
.com.
Or Sunday.
If you have the extension of the party you would like to reach, you may dial it at You may also dial 0 to leave a detailed message, and we will return it.
Just hit a number.
You just hit 2.
Thank you again for calling Raging Water Stacker.
I could channel 4 on the, for some
reason.
For
general information, press 3.
Doing a story on this guy's zitty neck. It's gross.
Birthday party, press 5.
Birthday
party. To repeat these options,
birthday party.
Press 9.
They'll answer that. They'll
they
answer
might.
That.
You're right.
They'll answer that.
Say, Water World offers birthday party packages during the summer season.
Oh, come on.
Just say we're a little nervous Water about World booking birthday our birthday party. Because of what happened.
Let it go to the message because I want to tell them that I was going to do it, but since they don't have a person answering, I'm not.
Ice cream and sodas. A minimum of 8 people per party required. To book your birthday party reservation, please visit us at sixflags.com or call 707-556-5555.
This is really bullcrap.
To return to the information menu, press 9.
What?
Oh, my God. What a disappointment.
It's a bad park. And it's a Six Flags. Very disappointing.
I want them shut down immediately. Was there another Hall Financial Hotline?
Oh, I hit 0. I give up. I'm giving up on a lot of things today.
You give up pretty quick.
I know how you feel.
It's been a rough 24 hours. Oh, okay. They just hung up on me. I give up. Yeah, the other one was there's a family in Virginia that had a fight with their homeowners association because homeowners association said, hey, you are leaving your Christmas lights up and on 300 days out of the year. So they kept fining them, and these people fought them back. And it finally went to the Supreme Court of Virginia, and the Commonwealth ruled in favor of the people.
Yeah. I have a question.
Why are you clapping?
Because, you know, I keep mine on.
Why do you keep yours on all year?
Because I think it's like we call it the winter festival.
Well, how special
it the family calls
yes.
it? What about the neighborhood?
It's not the winter festival, but they're on all year.
Well, I keep my icicle lights on, all the, like, the Rudolph, the snowman. Well, no, snowman stays out, too. But Rudolph,
the snowman stays out all year. The
snowman stays out all winter. Yeah. Well, we have the icicle lights.
Just winter.
Yeah.
What's the latest snowman comes in? Does Kathy have to ask you to bring it in?
I would think he comes in depending on the weather in February.
Does Kathy prod you or do you just do it?
She asked me a few times, then she winds up doing it herself.
Is that how it works lot of things?
That's how it works in my house. But
sorry,
the white lights that hang, the icicle lights, isn't that nice? It kind of brightens up the neighborhood. You don't like that?
I guess it's okay.
I like it. Winter's depressing, man. It's dark at 4:45. It's depressing.
I don't think those white lights are going to help me when I feel bad.
It does. It will help you. How about I put them up this year for you, and you leave them up through the winter?
You're going to put them. Wait, what happens when they need to be taken down? Will you remember to take them down?
Yeah, I'll take them down.
I won't have to prod you or get Kathy over here.
I have a feeling.
Say
Kathy. Yeah, Kathy's going to end up doing
it. And you're
going
to be on a timer, Drew. You're not going to do a thing. Not a thing.
Will Kathy come over and do it if you fail?
Yes, she will.
She will. Okay.
I mean, you got the steps. It's right there. I mean, it's real easy. It's not. You don't have a high roof for me.
Wait, who's putting these lights up?
I'll put them.
Tom
up.
Says
you're,
he is.
You're really going to put the lights up?
Yeah, I'll put them up.
It's just a one string. It's pretty easy, isn't it?
It's a string. Yeah.
If I want some pattern, would you turn it down?
Absolutely. If you wanted to blink, I'll have them blink for you. If you just want them to be steady, I'll just have them steady. What do you say?
You realize you were so handy.
I'm really not, but I'll do it.
Not either.
There are companies people hire to put lights up and down.
I'll get you LED ones. They really are nice.
Oh, I just noticed Jamie Lynn Sigler was on.
She looks good.
VMAs. She looks great.
Really great.
Isn't she married to Dykstra? Isn't she Dykstra's daughter-in-law?
Yes.
Calling for her.
That's right, Mark.
What are their names? Sanjay and Sonia.
Oh, Sanjay.
Sainani.
Okay, excellent.
There's two. Actually, let me hang on.
I like the name.
I just want to congratulate them, man.
What'd they do again?
They left their lights up, and the Homeowners Association was trying to make them take it down. I'm kind of surprised.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 7.
Yeah, maybe they'll call back.
Try the other one.
There's two Sanjays?
One is a home phone, one is a cell.
Does everyone with little kids still have a landline?
I think quite a few do still.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Just asking.
We do.
Hi, this is Aaron. I'm not in. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Doesn't
Thanks
sound
for
like
calling
Sanjay.
And have a great day.
Leave Aaron a message?
Sure.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Aaron. I think we might have been trying to reach your folks, Sanjay, and what's the
Sonia?
Sonia, yeah, about the Christmas light dispute. We're so happy for them and for you, if you are their brat. If you could ask them to call back this number, we just wanted to congratulate them. Thank you.
Also, bye.
I don't know if she'll like that comment, Brad.
Okay, bye.
What? Did I say Brad?
I'm like, bye.
I think you did. As far as landlines go, you get mostly just garbage phone calls to them. But your parents always want you to have a landline.
Now, see, how often is a landline used?
Very little.
We use ours a fair amount. You know what we use ours for is all these people that need your phone number, yeah. Like electric company, doc. It's just
that's true.
A landline, so they bother me on my
school.
Cell. Well, school, I mean, I think they
the
need
the problem
to,
is...
But then don't you miss their call and then if you call back and you get, you know, dial with one for this, three for this, five for this.
A
and,
lot of times we'll look,
dial back.
And then you keep getting voicemail.
I have like 12 voicemails that we have not heard.
Yeah.
And any of those numbers... It could have been a call that they needed to talk
so the
to
landline's
us.
Creating hell
it
for
does
you.
Create hell.
It does. Just saying.
I think it's more operator.
It's probably an extra operator $10
error.
A month, too.
There was an interesting story today about this event in Dayton where this guy stabbed someone.
Ugh.
And they're going to get him. And this guy's on the run. He's on the loose. And the police are, you know, looking for him, and they're getting out of the car, and they're running around the neighborhood, and it's one of these crazy things, you know, where you get a 911 call, and it's this frightening event. And what do you know? The guy, he steals a car, and he took off.
A police car, yeah, an SUV.
But
yeah.
I think he took another car first and crashed that car,
yep.
And then he's running around. And then these police cars are all out there. And he runs and sees a door's open in one of the police cars, gets in and drives off, puts it in reverse and takes off.
Put in reverse, here!
And eventually, this a-hole gets in a terrible accident, kills two small kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with a police car.
Hey, I had a question about that, too. There were seven people in that van.
I know.
How did they fit seven people in that van?
Van?
Yeah.
Well, they could have seats going one, okay. Two, three, right?
Well, seven kids and the driver, so eight people were in that car.
I know. Were they all belted?
That's kind of what I was... I'm not trying to blame the victim, but I kind of just wondered that.
Anyway...
But the video starts, and he's in the car, and there's a cop standing there. The door's open to the cruiser.
Yeah.
And they said he was trying to get him out, and he's holding a taser. So did he tase him, and the guy's just one of those psychos that powered through the tasing?
Well, some people do that if they're psycho enough, but honestly... I saw that, and first of all, the guy has to go in reverse to get away. The other car is going forwards, yeah. Like going right along with him, driving forward. And I'm thinking, shoot that motherfucker. He stabbed someone.
I'm surprised.
He got in an accident with a stolen car already, and he's getting away in a cop car. And I'm thinking, there's a ton of cops around there. Why aren't they shooting at their car?
Oh, man.
I don't know. You know, there didn't seem to be a lot of people around, did there?
Does Dayton have different police rules where they don't want to shoot somebody? I have no idea.
Might have been an area that you don't want to do that.
I'm going to ask you a really...
Okay, great. I love dumb questions.
A pertinent but ridiculous question.
Okay.
Was the driver white? The criminal white?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I know people would say, oh, because you're the white guy. But I was just thinking, I was wondering if it was the opposite, if it's one of those things where cops are gun-shy to shoot at people, because I thought it was like, if there's ever a time to shoot at some guy, it's this guy. And he goes on to kill two people, and he's already stabbed someone.
What a sin.
We don't know if he's going to crash and kill two people, but he's crashed one stolen car already.
Serious issue, Shell thought. Yes. The eyewitness who filmed it needs better window treatment. Once again, had the old sheet routine hanging over his window. I'll have to find
him. In the house?
Yes. And he's just the witness. I don't know why I'm picking on him.
I think that's always worth mentioning.
But why? Okay, and it's always baffled me, like, people will be on TV with, you know, maybe not their best outfit or maybe one of their top lower 10% outfits that they have, just whatever they have on. Like, that just surprises me. It's like, you're going to be on TV.
Of course.
You know, little foresight. This guy knew he was going to be on TV on FaceTime. Is that the best background scenery you can find in his house? Or does he not think about that?
It happens a lot. Yeah, you know.
Am I just that petty?
No, people just... I always think it's funny. I don't usually look in the background. I always get a laugh out of all the things other people see in the background. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't notice that. And I'm always glad people are looking. Like Righteous Rick I would have never known he took pictures of him on the toilets all the time. It hadn't been pointed out.
Here's this apparently is new video from a different angle of the cruiser crash. So hopefully.
But I just, you know, there's so much complaining about police shooting like the Wild Wild West. And I don't really believe.
They might be gun-shy.
Generally, they're like. I just wonder if cops really generally are a little gun-shy.
Why would they be gun-shy? No one's ever been charged.
A couple people have been charged.
No, this no one's ever second, been convicted.
This is the second bad story.
He wants to go through
Dayton,
that,
right?
Though.
What
second
is he doing? What is that guy doing there?
He's going in reverse in the cop car.
What is this?
And there's a cop
doing?
In front of him in a car going the right way.
He's got a taser on him. Tase the shit out of him. Pull your gun out.
That's the cop outside, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't he just shooting the fucking tire out or something?
Or him.
Guy's going like 90 in reverse now. And there's a cop there, right on. I'd be shooting out the window. I'd shoot through my windshield.
Well, there are a lot of.
I think he just wants
people.
To hit him. Oh, the object man. Is to probably just hit him.
I don't know. I hate second guessing police because I know how difficult those situations are. And I get mad when other people second guess them. I just thought that was one of the times where I would have thought they would have shot him. So, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, now I'm intrigued by the ethnicity of this and the ethnicity of
go with Spanish again.
I'm gonna say they're Hispanic.
I thought that was really a stretch. I thought it was really, like, really? People think this.
Oh, there's another
this,
angle. Turn your radio down if you're going to film something.
He's had a pep talk.
I thought it was really a stretch when Rochelle Riley said she made a point that all the mass killers that are white that haven't been killed, and she thinks it's because they're white. That someone who's killed 10 people, the police go, I want to shoot that person. Oh, he's white.
There's no way. I don't believe that. I mean, if they're gun shy, they're going to be gun shy for everybody, right?
I think if there's a shooter, if there's somebody who's shot and killed some people, I think they're going to shoot them if they need to.
I think they prefer to shoot a white guy, though. It's safer.
Well, it is safer. Probably a lot less quick.
You're not going to get as much trouble.
Oh, here's the guy. His name is Raymond Walters Jr.
Oh, he's white.
Really? The driver is Raymond Walters Jr.?
Yeah.
Can you bring up a picture of him?
I will try.
It's one of those times where I go, oh, please don't be white. But, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a lot of tattoos.
Oh, he is white. He's white as hell.
That is a great Adam's apple tattoo of a three-leaf clover with the word luck on it. He's got two teardrop tattoos.
No watching the other TV. Sorry. We're looking at the guy. What's this look like? The driver is white, and he is filled with tattoos.
He is a beaut. He's a real beaut.
Oh, he stabbed his father?
Yeah. I know.
Is it because his father said, hey, why'd you get that stupid tattoo on your neck?
You know what's funny? I'm constantly looking at tattoos, and I don't even have one.
Blobs, you
but
mean?
They all look like green blobs to me. They don't all. Sometimes people get bummed out. I'm sorry. I realize all tattoos are not green blobs, but I see so many that are just really, really bad. And I just always think of that person going home going, hey, Mom, Dad, what do you think?
Sucks.
How many ugly scenes are there when your kid comes home?
Don't you already know beforehand? I mean, don't most people get like a test tattoo? See how the family.
Not always. Really? I know one case where
was his name Jim?
No, not Jim. It's someone else got a pretty big tattoo on his. It's sort of on his stomach and almost where his ribs are, like to the right of the stomach.
Okay.
Big.
Cool.
And his mom, he didn't even show it to his mom. I think he's 18. Anyway, she saw it because he had his shirt off like maybe a few months later, and she just started bawling.
Oh, yeah. Well, my oldest brother, he got a tattoo and hid it from my parents for a long time until we took a family vacation.
It was
right on his upper shoulder.
Okay. What was it?
I don't remember.
Would I call it a green blob?
You would not be a fan of this tattoo.
Would I call it a green blob?
And maybe from a distance, yeah. And my mom certainly was not a fan of the tattoo.
Really? She still didn't like it after all that time?
She just saw. I mean, that was the first she saw it on the family vacation.
Did she have to comment on it?
She was not happy. I just remember it being a very angry day.
Oof.
We can call her and ask her.
How old was he?
Let's see. I would have been.
Family vacation. Gotta love it.
I think he had just gotten into college.
Oh, okay.
I think he had just.
So mom and dad are still paying for him.
I think so.
Still on the dole.
I was so young.
Yeah, that's young enough for parents to be pissed.
I barely remember.
I get it. That sucks that they had to find out on a vacation day.
I know. Oh, about the rest of the family. I wasn't involved in it.
Is it a religious thing with your mom, like desecrating his body?
No. Okay. She just probably thought.
Has he since added any?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think she cares anymore.
He barred the door. That's gone now.
How many does he have? Yeah, once you got one, it's like cheating on somebody. Might as well cheat. Might as well have nine mistresses if you can have one.
You don't have any, huh?
Any tattoos? Yeah. No, I don't.
Mark? Nothing?
No.
Joey?
Too noncommittal. Nothing?
This is a complete non-tattoo.
I want to get one, but I think it's dumb to get one, your first tattoo when you're 43.
What would you get?
What do you want to get?
An M? A block M?
Two things to represent my kids. I know it's pretty sad.
Oh, that's nice.
It's not cliche at all.
Fuck! I knew you were going to say something like that. That's why I don't want to say anything around you.
Look, the best tattoo was the original tattoo. The old Navy anchor. That's it.
It's pretty cliche.
You know, it's funny. I remember when I was a kid and you would see that. Yeah. And I don't remember who influenced me at all to think about that. But I always thought, that guy must be a criminal or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I think.
My uncle was
in the Navy. Read something about tattoos. And I think they said that, you know, something like 60% of people's tattoos have a criminal conviction or something like that. And they were so unusual.
How do they know that?
I never remember seeing them on a president or, somebody who was.
What if a president has a tattoo?
What about a rock star?
Does a president have a tattoo?
No. Well, you know, that's really wild. What a wild thought. When will a president have a tattoo? If it hasn't. Obama doesn't have one? He's got to have a tattoo.
He might
have
got one after
He's
his
cool
presidency.
He's cool as hell.
After his presidency, maybe.
I'm surprised
doesn't. That's a good thing.
Does Obama have a tattoo? Wait, didn't his daughter get a tattoo?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe so.
Does Barack Obama have a tattoo? It doesn't look like he does.
Ask if any president has a tattoo.
I don't think so. Wait, George Bush might have one.
What?
Teddy Roosevelt.
What?
Oh, cool.
What did he have, Joey?
Can you yell louder?
Family crest across his chest.
What? No, that cannot be real.
Teddy.
That can't. Well, why doesn't FDR
nice work,
have
Joe.
Excellent, Joe. Undercovering
it. What is the source of this, Joe? What fraudulent website are you on?
Why would they pick Teddy Roosevelt, Mark?
Because it's absurd.
The first result on Google, it's a Quora answer. So I could be wrong.
A Quora answer.
That's not a bad source.
That's less reliable than Wikipedia.
I like Quora.
Is Quora that bad?
Love it.
Wikipedia rocks.
Do any president?
I'm trying to think if
trust Joey.
None of my siblings.
No, I trust Joe. I don't trust that.
I don't think any of my
siblings
have a tattoo.
None of them.
Wait, does Jeff have a tattoo? Jeff's from my dad's second marriage. I don't think he's got it.
How about Patty? Does she have one?
No, Patty
doesn't have
a tattoo.
Swimmer. No swimmer.
No tats.
You know, Patty wrote me a couple weeks ago.
She did?
To tell me how impressed she was with Lily when Lily was on the show. I showed Lil. She was excited.
Aww. No, she does. She comes across really well. I always said that Brandon's sister was really good on
She's
the air,
excellent.
Too. She was really good.
Is that his younger sister?
Patty! How old is Stephanie? Is Stephanie younger than Brandon?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, I was on somebody's Facebook
Ooh,
page.
Oh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty!
Stephanie was a friend. On the page, and I was like, "Oh, Stephanie," and she looks a little like Brandon.
Yeah,
and I remember her stellar appearance, talking about that doofus she picked up hitchhiking.
What?
Yeah, the guy who was on
16
and Pregnant.
Yeah,
the wonderful father.
Yeah, who shared the bed with his pregnant wife.
Yeah, because he wanted to lie friend, down.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And accused her of having a low threshold of pain while she was giving.
He was hungry. He wanted Chinese food.
Yeah, or he was going
to
leave.
Order Chinese food to the birthing center.
There's a new show called Unexpected.
Oh, great!
And that's it's the same concept. I think it was after 90 Day Fiance or something.
We're all over.
Oh my God! This whole business of teenagers having kids is such a bad idea. The fathers are so bad. The moms seem to usually step up, but the 17-year-old fathers are just horrible.
I don't understand this tattooed president thing because I can't tell if these are real or fake. There's also a claim that Andrew Jackson.
AJ.
Old Hickory?
Had a large tattoo of a tomahawk on his thigh.
Nice.
Come on.
Possible?
No way. Really?
Maz, you don't have a tattoo?
No.
Lily's got one, right?
No.
No?
No.
She
My kids
one?
Won't tattoo up.
They won't?
No, they won't.
What? Oh.
They will not.
I'm going to save that audio.
Save it. I bet you they won't.
Really? Why not?
I just don't think they like it.
Don't their friends like tattoos?
I'm not sure. Maybe some of their older friends might be starting to have them. I don't know.
They're getting tattoos.
Well, then they'll get them if their older friends are.
I bet you. I'll guarantee you Abby will not. That's a guarantee.
Really? Why?
Wow.
I just know her. She's really? More like me.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Yeah, but if you were 19, if you were 14 right now, you'd probably get a tattoo.
I don't think I would.
No?
The only thing I told you I would get would be like the NY for the Yankees and the D for the Tigers.
Well, that's my problem. Every tattoo Everything. I think of is so cliche.
You just think those are cliche?
Yes.
Like right next to each other?
Very. Yeah. If you got one of A-Rod's concession stands, that would be interesting.
I tried sending you pictures that day of it. But
you know, it's not a cliche tattoo during the Miami, Florida football game, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Gator football game. Their punter, who's from Australia, is just all tatted up. And they had a close-up of one of his tattoos, which was a cow on his arm being pulled into a UFO.
What?
Wow. So random.
Nice.
It makes no sense, but why not?
That's unreal.
It's almost as good as Tate Martell's tattoos, right, Drew?
What are his tattoos?
Did you ever do a deep dive on him? I told Jim.
Oh, no, I didn't look at him. He's the quarterback he's the backup quarterback from Miami.
Backup quarterback everywhere.
Because he wasn't going to play at Ohio State, so he transferred to Miami, and he's not going to play there either.
No. Mm-mm.
What do you guys think?
He's got a hot piece ass girlfriend, though.
What do you guys think of the Wolverines, real quick?
By the way, I read the article on the two quarterbacks playing.
Yes.
Harbaugh says they're going to play quarterback, not other positions.
Yeah, we'll see.
Why do you think that?
We'll see. I have a feeling that
he's going to switch them.
Some wrinkles.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. They asked him very specifically about that, and he said
I
don't
know, man.
Wait, you know, well, look at where they're.
He said they're both going to play quarterback in every game.
Look at Gattis. Gattis used to move Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa, whatever his name is, in and out. So, hey, who cares as long as they win?
You think they're 10, 11 wins? What do you think?
Of course, 12. What are you talking about? I'm in the cult.
I know you are.
Bro.
I'm just asking your official opinion.
What does the cult think they're
going to
do this
opinion,
year?
Your official opinion, honestly.
The cult thinks they're going to, you know, at least win the division.
Oh, beat Ohio State?
I mean, if this isn't the year, I don't know when the year will
That's what you guys said last year.
I know. We've said that
for 3 years. Last year's schedule was tougher. And next year is probably going to be the year, too.
But this is a tough
I don't remember
schedule.
Anybody saying year. The schedule's too tough this year, last year.
I mean, they're laying out at home, but that's still a tough schedule.
Oh, it's very tough.
Yeah.
But I win.
They got to beat Wisconsin on the
Notre
road.
Dame. Notre Dame first. Notre Dame.
They haven't won on Wisconsin in the last four tries.
That's the game,
I think. They should have won it last year, Brandon.
Don't they have to play it? Penn State?
They do have to play at Penn State. I don't think Penn State's that good either.
Okay. Okay.
Basically, Michigan has the advantage because a lot of other teams have new quarterbacks and coaches.
But they didn't say that last year when Shea Patterson was a new quarterback.
No, I know.
In fact, I said Shea Patterson was going to be drafted because he was so good.
No, you didn't hear what
so
I said.
So ahead of his
I
time.
Michigan's advantage isn't because they're better. It's because other teams have new quarterbacks and coaches, like Ohio State.
Right.
Like
Josh Gattis is new, though. So when the offense struggles, they go, but it's a new offense.
Sure. Oh, no, there'll be plenty. Hey, there'll be plenty of excuses to go around.
You are so right.
We'll find plenty of excuses.
I know the Michigan talking points.
Good Christ. Are you guys going Saturday?
Yeah. Are you?
If you guys invite me.
I'm not inviting you.
What do I get out of it?
Why don't you just want to go?
I'd love to go.
Then why don't you go?
I want to hang with you guys.
Okay, we'll go.
Why don't you get a ticket?
Got a parking spot?
A parking spot. Why does everything have to be provided for you?
It's not. I just enjoy the extra
Why don't you get a handicap spot?
I like the extra comforts of your home.
Are you going?
I might.
Okay.
You got availability?
Jesus
Availability
Christ.
For what? I mean, the stadium holds 100,000 people. I'm sure there's space. I'm sure there's availability.
I'll see if the girls want to go.
There's Epstein news today.
Yeah.
Both Brian Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian Epstein died in the state.
Are they related?
67.
No, they're not related.
No relation. And Jeffrey Epstein.
He's still dead.
The Lolita Express air hostess. By the way, does the plane say Lolita Express on it and have some 15-year-old girl holding her birth certificate? I mean, honestly, the media refers to it as a Lolita Express, like it's just the name of the plane.
Yeah. Well, it's catchy.
This
it's not really Orgy Island either. There's not a flag they raise with 15 people getting it on.
This girl who's the air hostess on the Lolita Express.
Ugh, and nice
and
gig.
There's a logo, Lolita Express logo with her name underneath it when she was air hostessing.
Do they give out wings?
Wings
just,
like
it's
this,
legs.
With two legs up, like this.
Little
Anyway, this girl says that not only was she the Lolita Express air hostess, she was raped by Jeffrey Epstein. Huh. And that she flew with Bill Clinton. And she went shopping with Bill Clinton. Which I thought was kind of interesting. And there's a picture of her with Bill Clinton, which is really weird. I never saw any of these pictures with Bill Clinton until just recently.
It's like, how do you go shopping with Bill Clinton and people aren't, like, mobbing him?
I need to get a bracelet for Chelsea. So would you help me pick out a bracelet for Chelsea, please?
Well, where do they go shopping when most people go, hey, that's Bill Clinton shopping with the
In
young?
Africa.
Oh. But still, he'd stand out. He's the only white guy.
I wondered the same thing, but they had a picture of them out, and Clinton's got a really weaselly look on his
face. Did he have a baseball cap on?
She said she did not get it on with Clinton.
Was he wearing blackface?
No, he looks real red in the face.
Was he wearing a blue dress at all?
No, he was not.
I need a fake mustache. Anybody got any of those Groucho Marx glasses?
You're a wonderful air hostess. Could you help me pick out a bracelet for Chelsea? Man.
What a joke.
She's just about your age.
Oh, and man, then, don't tell Hillary. He's cooked.
And then Virginia Roberts. This was pretty cool. She testified in court. Then she came out, and she's being asked questions. She says, Prince Andrew needs to come clean. He knows exactly what he did. So she is not laying off Prince Andrew.
You know, the only problem with the Prince Andrew thing is it feels like the focus has shifted from Alan Dershowitz to Andrew.
Yeah,
like that pressure on Alan has kind of faded.
David Boies will keep the heat on him, I think.
Better, man.
I really think he will.
I really think he's guilty.
I know. When he said, I got a massage, but it was from this old Russian woman, and I kept my undies on.
Which
I was going to say panties, by the way.
Don't you picture him to be really like gray and worn?
I just think that would be the grossest massage that poor girl has. Eventually, she's going to come out with it. And then
undies on.
Gross. Oh, it's so gross.
He's so weird.
They have his name on the inside, too.
Alan.
There's a label, typed label.
It's really long.
Return to Alan Dershowitz. All right, Maz, you want to do soft rock?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, wait, I'm not ready. Hang on.
Neither am I, but I'll find it.
Different computer.
Okay. Well, while you're looking, the Leah Remini finale on Scientology was on last night. I got to record if you want to watch it sometime.
Yeah, I do.
She's still looking good?
Oh, Leah looks great. Yeah, she looks fantastic. Late.
How long is it?
It's 2 hours long.
Oh, that's too long. That's way too long.
That's with commercials.
Where was it shot?
All right.
It was a TV studio.
Bloop.
You're never going to live that one.
I'm only at 79%. Give me a break.
What? Oh, you're up, though. Wasn't it 78 earlier?
It might have been.
Whoa.
You're getting better.
No, they went through the Danny Masterson stuff. And
yeah.
There wasn't that much new to me, but it was pretty mind-boggling. It was the final show, and they went through a lot of stuff. I personally, after I watched it, all I could think of was, I can't believe Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Elizabeth Moss, I can't believe these people still call themselves Scientologists. I would think they would say, you know what, I don't think it's everything I thought it was. I got a lot out of this, they're doing some stuff that really isn't good.
They don't. They just don't believe it, though. They believe it's all lies.
I know, but
all these SPs.
They are in the cult, and
they're getting their asses kissed.
Doesn't Tom Cruise get his ass kissed enough?
Apparently not.
He could start his own deal.
I'm just saying
he should start his own deal.
His version of Scientology is far different from the victim of Danny Masterson's.
Oh yeah,
Dweller H.
Well.
Watched A Few Good Men the other day, speaking of Tom Cruise. One of my favorites. Sorry.
How do you think his performance was?
He was great.
Was he?
I thought he was Academy Award winner.
I was so...
What in the hell are you talking about?
I was so inspired by the Leah Remini thing. I listened to the Tom Cruise, Matt Lauer TV fight all over again.
Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug?
It is so funny what an asshole he is, and how he implies that he has studied this, he knows everything, and you don't.
You know what? I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it.
Such a dick.
You're glib.
He had he let his publicist go at that point. Yeah. He had one of the great publicists. I think her name was Pat
Kingsley, and his sister was made his publicist. Yeah. And so he decided, I'm going to speak out about this stuff. I got something to say. And
she
after,
probably encouraged it.
You know. Yeah, after, I'm your sister.
His sister's a Scientologist, wouldn't you know? And his mom got dragged into, and I think a couple other relatives. Or, well, they couldn't talk to him otherwise. Mm. And his kids.
Great. Nice too, religion.
Now. Son's got a high-paying job. Congratulations.
Nice religion.
Did you find the soft rock stuff?
No. Well, before that, look at this story on Channel 4 that just...
breaking news?
I think it's their top story. Hang on. I'm trying to back it up. I don't know how to use a TV today.
Is this the guy that got busted?
Busted for what?
For the... what was it? He took off. He's in a police chase.
No.
Took those dogs away. Let's get to Larry Spruill. He is live
this evening
with what the victim and the owner of those dogs are saying.
It's another dog store in Detroit.
Yeah, good evening, Devin and Kimberly. Unfortunately, we're talking about another dog attack, but this time it was another dog. Now, it all happened back here in this backyard where the two pit bulls
were. Great yard.
They somehow attacked the animal next door and then attacked the dog's owner. I spoke with both the victim and the dog's owner about what happened.
What breed
do you think? Alive?
Feel bad, you know.
He said pit bulls, didn't he?
It's not part. It's part of my family, too.
Jimmy Sanchez says a part of his family is gone Tuesday.
And my daughter passed away already, so he's dead. Aww.
Sanchez tells me that's because his neighbor's two pit bulls attacked his dog. He calls Ashes Tuesday morning when he let his dog out in the backyard.
My dog stayed on my side, and the other dogs, he got it under the fence and get it.
Sanchez says he tried to fight off the dogs. That's when they turned on him.
He attacked me straight by my fingers, you know. But it's okay. So no problem. I can handle it. My dog can handle it. So,
they killed his dog.
Yeah, so they went after his dog. They went under his fence.
And they attacked him, too.
Shame, man.
Well, I could read the emails of all the people who say, it's the owner, it's not the dog. How many breeds kill people around here? I just don't know any other breeds that kill people.
I don't either.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please.
You're
going to talk over the intro?
I was trying to do a Casey Kasem. You expect me to come out of a dead dog story into this?
That's pretty ponderous, isn't it?
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in soft rock.
All righty. Welcome back to...
ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Love Casey. Listen to him every weekend on the 70s.
He's dead.
I know, but I still love him.
You listen to the repeats of Casey every weekend?
Every weekend. I don't miss it.
What do they repeat? Like what year?
Like this year, like this weekend in like 1971, 72, 73.
To think you
the Billboard charts of those.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you get excited about the countdown and hope that there's songs that you
like. I do. Of course I do. I listen.
It changes.
Yeah, I love it.
You get angry when something is number 13 and you think it should be number 1.
No question about it. Puppy Love got robbed last week.
What?
Yep. Donny Osmond.
Anyway. Nobody has ever uttered that sentence before.
Love Puppy Love.
Puppy Love got
Puppy
robbed.
Puppy Love got robbed.
No, ever.
All right, let's talk about 1964. We're talking Beatles, obviously. Their fourth UK number one single with Can't Buy Me Love. Apparently, also could not buy deodorant for John, but it did buy him lube.
Hey!
But no lube for Paul. He was a puller.
Great.
What? Paul was a puller.
No lube.
Oh, no Lord. Lube for Paul. By the way, thanks to Matt Jennings, obviously, the boss of Soft Rock here. Moved to 1967 now. An 18-year-old.
I don't think they use the word boss at Soft Rock. It's too. It demonstrates an imbalance of power.
He's
a facilitator.
Facilitator.
And the genres of music.
All right. 67 we go to now. Great year. An 18-year-old Steve Winwood left the Spencer Davis Group to join
Blind Faith.
Davis Mason, Jim Capaldi,
Traffic.
Chris Wood, and Traffic.
Yes.
Which caused 4 accidents and a roadie to be ran over 7 times.
Hey! Boom, boom.
Okay.
We should have the ladies. Wow.
I know. I haven't pulled yet.
Sorry. Mark's working shorthanded here.
Yeah, where's Brandon? I thought he was going to be here.
Randon's busy.
No, you know, the last text I got from him said...
He's the... she sounds hot laugh.
He's still up in the UP? One.
He said... I said, just wondering where you're at. Not important. Take your time. This is at 4:30. I wrote, I'm in fucking West Branch. I can't get home to save my life.
God. That's a three-hour hit from there.
Don't worry about it. Two and a half
from West Branch.
Yeah, cares.
All right, well, keep in 1967. 154 Austrian Rolling Stone fans were arrested when a riot broke out at the 14,000-seat town hall after a smoke bomb was thrown on stage. The band scurried except for an unaffected Keith Richards, who continued to play engulfed in what he assumed was a cigarette he thought he was still smoking.
Hey! Fridge!
Hey, look. You like my Stone shirt today, man?
Yeah, I do. That's cool.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
How awesome was that show?
Oh, yeah.
Really,
that's
really
right.
Cool.
What were the highlights? Really cool. What songs?
Oh, shit, man. It was all good. The only thing I was disappointed
was. It was
at
all
is
good. That means
is he a waste of tickets? Does Maz even know the Stones catalog? No.
I don't really know a lot of the names, but I do. Hey, look, I've never seen a Stones concert.
Give me Shelter. Yeah, let's give me Shelter start.
I couldn't tell you.
Name this song. Okay, ready?
I just went because my brother-in-law said, let's go.
This song.
Did he buy? Did he buy the tickets?
His partner bought. His business partner.
He's gay?
Oh. Not his gay.
Is there a quid pro quo?
No, not at all.
Man, you know that song?
Yeah, of course.
What's the name?
Nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. I got Stones in my catalog.
You don't have Sympathy for the Devil?
Pardon?
You don't have Sympathy for the Devil?
I guess so.
How about this one?
Oh, love this song.
What's it called?
Painted Black.
Hey, all right.
Whoa.
How about this one?
Love this one. This is one of their late ones.
What's it called? One of their late ones from 1980.
Yeah, that was late.
Yeah, it was. Yes, you had. That was a waste of a ticket.
And they just said the title of it.
I cannot believe.
It was a waste of a ticket.
Your brother-in-law's partner paid for you to see a Rolling Stone show.
It was a lot of money, too.
How about this one?
Satisfaction.
Huh?
Ain't satisfaction. Satisfaction. How close were you?
Really close.
What song is this?
It's a good song. I just don't know the name of it.
Probably the best song you saw, and you don't know the name of it? Give me Shelter.
I like She's a Rainbow.
It's a great
did they
song.
Play it?
They played did. It the first night, not the second night.
Oh, yeah,
not the
right.
night I was there.
What was the fan pick again?
Monkey.
I'm a monkey!
Yeah!
Great song.
Did Lisa Fisher come out and sing?
Yes.
Do you know this one?
No, you know who also sang? Was the opener was Willie Nelson's kid.
He sang with... He did?
Willie Nelson was the opener.
Well,
Willie
Nelson.
Oh, song. The opener. Okay.
Yeah. The opener.
Do you know this one?
This song was...
See, he knows the song. It's just
waste of ticket.
I know it is. It's a complete waste of ticket.
I'll never be your waste of ticket.
Beast of Burden.
Yes. Oh my God.
Sorry, man. I admit it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You know, I didn't belong there, but I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Of course you did. That's the beauty of the Stones. Anyone can enjoy a Stone show, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And Mick was amazing.
I love this song, too.
And he went to the TikTok
song. You know the song?
Ain't.
All right, that's enough. Name that tune.
What you want. Is that it?
You can't always get what you want.
You can't always get what you want. Sorry, I'm destroying the beautiful Rolling Stones. I am destroying.
How about this one? I purposely played the name of the song to see if
I'm
you
sorry,
just
I couldn't even make it out.
Tumbling
sounded
Dice.
Like Lily, sounded like Lily on the phone to me.
Tumbling Dice.
I'm embarrassed. This one I know.
What is it?
Well, I need a little bit more.
He needs the hook.
My brother-in-law will just be pissed.
I think we should send the tape to his partner.
Sorry, Pete. You got me, Mark.
Why do you have an extra seat, by the way?
They had an extra seat.
There was no quid pro quo.
No quid pro quo.
Really?
Yeah, he was happy to take his brother-in-law. Obviously, Pete said, yeah, let's bring him. We had a great time.
Still kissing your dinner? Ass? You've been his brother-in-law all this time?
Yeah. My brother-in-law and me are tight. My baby sister's hubby. The best.
Okay, where were we in soft rock?
We're going up to 1977.
Oh, wow.
All right, jumping up 10 years. Fleetwood Mac went number one with their release of Rumors. And Andy Dick released number two, and it landed on Moby's coffee table.
Whoa.
How is Andy?
Hey, you need to call
him.
How is Andy?
I don't know. Maybe we should call him today.
Why not? Sure.
He's putting out cameos already.
Good. He's back then.
He's back.
Good. All right, let's jump it up about 30 years. 2006.
Nothing happened for three decades.
Well, this is...
Not on this day, apparently.
A park in Washington, D.C. was rededicated as Marvin Gaye Park.
Oh.
It had 24/7 porn playing in the background, free cocaine, and a pissed-off dad that was really tired of your shit.
Nice. Dressed in drag. The pissed-off dad should have been dressed in drag.
Good one.
Thank you. And finally, in 2013.
By the way, he is featured heavily in the Hitsville documentary. If anybody hasn't seen it, it's really good.
Marvin? I got to see that.
It's really good, yeah. Yeah, but they talk about the whole recording of what's going on and how he did it all himself and that he was the first one to break away, even though he's under the Motown label, to break away from the production of Berry Gordy and Smokey.
How long after sexual healing did his father kill him?
Three or four years.
It wasn't that long. It was sort of around that. It was a couple years, maybe.
You think Marvin still would have been putting him out?
Yeah. Oh my God, his voice is great.
I don't know. He did have quite the drug habit.
That's true.
But he had quite the drug habit throughout the '70s, and he still put out his.
Yeah, so. He did. He did have breaks in his drug use. But you know, I was thinking about that the other day. How many people were shot during that period? You got JFK 63, yeah. 68, MLK, RFK, although Biden thinks it was in the late 70s. these Biden
George
gaps
McGovern.
Are just mm-hmm.
Not George
huge.
McGovern, George Wallace.
George Wallace was shot.
Yep.
And then we had John Lennon shot in 80. We had Marvin Gaye shot in 84.
Reagan.
And then Reagan was shot in 81. Yeah. I mean, look at all those shootings. What celebrities, I mean, other than rap stars...
Yeah.
I mean, now the shootings are either giant shootings or they're, you know, just nobodies.
There's no real assassinations. Whatever happened to the good old assassination?
Somebody just told me that President Reagan and some other people have been shot. I'd just like to say that I hope that they're not hurt badly.
Is Elvis being passed a note while recording?
Did you mention that Ford was shot at?
Oh, yeah, twice by Squeaky Fromm and Sarah Jane Moore.
Wow.
That's right. So that Hink Dog special was on Dateline last night, but go ahead and finish, Maz.
I did see the end of that.
Wasn't that wild?
Yeah. I didn't know. I forgot the first person shot was Brady. And then second was the Secret Service guy. Third guy was the cop.
Ed DeLahanty.
And then fourth was Reagan, and it got in that little hole in the door opening.
Yep. That was amazing.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in soft rock.
All right, let's wrap it up in 2013.
Yeah, I want to see his new car.
A grand piano used in the Motown record studio was fully restored and put on display by the help of Sir Paul McCartney, among others.
Oh, yes.
It was then thrown into Aretha Franklin's swimming pool as soon as Paul left. And that's what happened on this day, which just happens to be, we want to rest in peace to Mr. Clark, Richard Clark.
Oh, Richard Clark. Oh, yes. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I know. I'm just reading what Matt says, and he wanted to give his condolences.
Well, thank you, okay. Matt.
Thank you to Matt.
It doesn't count until Matt says it.
Of course not.
Apparently. Soft Magazine getting very active on Twitter.
Yeah, it's great really work. Good.
Yeah,
do you know the Lions
cool
cut
graphics.
Zach Zenner today?
I was waiting for that.
What an ultimate emergency break on the show there.
I just didn't.
That's just like you're driving down the road and you just grab the emergency brake and pulled it.
I think it's crazy. No, I'm glad you interrupted because I think he has about 213 career rushing yards in the NFL.
I just wanted to mention it. I mean, he's never really mentioned.
Is he a doctor yet?
No, he can be. He's probably.
What do you mean he can does
he,
be?
Does he deserve a mention? I think it's really
no,
dubious.
No,
Zach Zenner.
Yeah.
In you, know, you know how dubious it is? I honestly, because I kind of wasn't paying
attention.
He
was on?
No, I don't know if you said that they cut him or signed him.
They cut him.
Okay, great.
They cut him.
Who cares?
They re-signed him earlier this year, and now they cut him.
Okay, Zach Zenner. No longer in Detroit Lions.
They're not going to win many games, are they?
Yeah, they are. They got they better win over 6.5.
They're not. They're under.
I don't think so.
They're under.
I got to see it before I believe it, but I'll root for him.
I will, too.
So the Hink Dog was on Dateline last night. I mean, the Hink Dog wasn't on, but they did the John Hinckley story about him being out, which, you know, thinking back on all these shootings, and there were so many in that like 20-year period. And then I'm trying to think of, I mean, no presidents have been shot, thank God, since then. No civil rights leaders, to the best of my knowledge.
Well, Kevin Spacey was shot.
Kevin Spacey was shot? When?
Oh, Frank Underwood, I'm guessing.
Frank Underwood. Yeah,
okay.
He was shot. He was the president.
Oh, okay. Okay. But to imagine, it's weird, too, because we were talking about this the other day. OJ, if you were in the, let's say just a month after those two people were killed, and you knew all the DNA was coming in, and he was so guilty, like, glove at the site, glove at his house. I mean, he couldn't have made it more obvious that he did it. The idea that he would be on Twitter 25 years later, giving us predictions for fantasy football, and he would be seriously giving them, like, we really want his input.
That's what I'm talking about.
For fantasy football is mind-boggling, but it's equally mind-boggling that a man who shot and hit a president
is loose.
Yeah. Is let out.
Yeah. It is remarkable.
Which, think about this. When is Hinckley going to get on Twitter?
That's funny.
Is he not
allowed? I wonder if he's not allowed to.
Does he still live with his
mother?
He
might not be allowed to.
Oh, you think he's
yeah, he lives with his mom.
I think his mom's not allowing him.
I don't think his mom has Wi-Fi.
No, she probably
does. She has it, but she closely monitors the app to turn his on and off.
John, you've been online too long today.
So anyway, on Dateline, they're pointing out that he's pen pals with Ted Bundy.
What?
This is when they think, hey, he's been great progress. Oh, what do you know? He's pen pals with Ted Bundy. They're writing each other, and they're very friendly. He's still writing Jodie Foster.
How's the band going?
They don't really talk about the band.
Really?
Yeah, they really. I don't think they did.
They show him there walking with a guitar case. He's obviously going to practice.
I saw that clip.
And he's walking very slow.
And they have his woman on there, too. His woman, this is at the mental institution.
He has an iPhone, by the way.
Of course he does.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
It's in his shirt pocket.
His babe in the mental institution, who killed her daughter. She shot her 10-year-old daughter and shot herself, and she lived. So
shit.
They're in this mental institution together. And Hinckley's nailing her.
Yeah.
He's nailing her.
Well, I remember, every chick wants him. That was his thing.
He really thought he was a babe magnet.
Yeah. Is she out, or is she still in?
I think she's out, actually.
He is the slowest walker.
I know. I can't believe he shot anyone.
He's the slowest moving human ever.
Bring up a little audio. Okay, this is pretty interesting, actually. So it is the Hink Dog.
Put him somewhere where he can't harm anybody.
Ron Reagan Jr.
No one would ever guess it now, but this 64-year-old casually walking around town is an infamous figure. A man who once tried to kill the President of the United States.
How can he be out? Speed ahead, because they
John Hinckley Jr.
We pretty well know this part.
You
know, Reagan was just leaving a building, getting into the car, and
wacko,
John Hinckley, just,
psycho, cray cray.
Well, they had good video too. Yeah. They showed him shooting.
But who? That'll never happen again. Look how close that crowd was to a president walking out of a place.
I know,
but
and
they
that's,
still have rope lines. You know,
I know, but not that close.
Well, I just they show Bundy, and when you see Bundy, that's when.
By the way, I hate this smart resume, because if you're speeding through the show, it's
stopped. I know, I'm telling you, Mark. If you just talk into it and say smart resume, it'll go right to your spot.
I don't. What do you mean?
It'll go right to the end of the commercials, I mean.
No, I know, but it stops. Watch. I'm in a commercial. It'll stop coming out of the commercials, which I don't want it
right.
to.
Right. It goes. Yeah. Well,
it's dumb. Nice technology.
It is good tech.
Is that it?
I don't know if you're on here.
That's Jody.
That's Jody. Yeah, that's true. We don't need Jody. She's a lesbian, by the way. He's killing someone to impress a lesbian because he wants to have sex with her.
It seems about right. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Was this handsome?
Oh, they had audio of a call to Jodie Foster of Hink Dog
I've heard
talking
that.
To
yeah.
her.
Yeah,
yeah. He didn't say much.
He was embarrassed.
It's like, I don't want to talk to a stranger.
I'm a lesbian.
She's not like penises.
This is a hot lesbian.
Hink Dog.
On the night he was arrested, hours after trying to kill the president, John Hinckley began to keep a diary.
March 30th, 1981,
such a load.
Rushed to D.C. police headquarters, spent 3 hours handcuffed to desk.
He would continue writing in it for 14 months up to and through his trial. Uncovered by Dateline and shown here for the first time on network television.
This voiceover is driving me nuts. Who is doing this voiceover?
I don't know.
Where's Keith Morris? Keith Morris didn't have the week
That's
off.
My guy, John Mitchowitz.
It's his birthday, by the way, man. I can't believe you didn't say that.
I did. I wrote him a happy birthday. He wrote me back.
I saw
Thanks,
you
man.
Liked it.
What?
Yeah. I love Josh.
You wrote Josh Mangowitz a happy birthday.
It's my guy.
And he wrote you back. You guys yeah. really are kindred
Where are
kindred
you, Jody?
Spirits.
What kindred spirits? Remember, I supposed to sound like him or something?
Bring the audio up. This is good. It's pretty weird.
He tried to commit suicide, his second attempt. After he recovered,
that's a failure in everything, isn't he?
A moment of clarity about the shooting.
There are many times when I thoroughly regret the incident, and
many
then
times.
Many times when I think about what I have accomplished and feel satisfied.
Oh, great!
But by the spring of 1982, Hinckley seemed ready, almost giddy, for the nation to hear his story.
Everyone is excited now. I'm a little excited. Let's get it on. It will be a miracle and nothing short of a miracle if I'm found not guilty.
A year had passed since the shooting, but the damage Hinckley caused was still fresh in people's minds.
He could have changed the course of history.
Absolutely. This foolish, unstable young man could have changed the course of history.
President Reagan and Secret Service Agent McCarthy took weeks to fully recover from their injuries.
Well,
while Officer Delahanty suffered
just do a Reagan impersonation,
man.
Is that a Reagan impersonation?
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
Again.
Let's hear it again.
Well,
James Brady, who suffered
He's
the most
clueless.
His brain injuries caused permanent paralysis and severe challenges.
How could he not?
For the remainder of his
I just can't believe this guy ever got out.
I know.
No way.
But this is the early 80s when anyone just went, I'm crazy. Let me out.
He shot a president, though.
No, but look at, you know, it all
you
started.
Don't let him out because he shot a president. It's like, nope, you shot a president.
Automatic.
Sorry.
Automatic.
Yeah. No, you're still crazy. Hey, talking to Bundy. That should have kept him in another 20 years. Just the fact that he's talking to fucking Bundy.
I'm sorry. If you shoot
I'm
a president,
sorry.
I think you should be finished.
Yeah.
You
should be done. I didn't even think there was any question.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you should be done.
Yeah, we don't really care what the jury said. You shot a president, three other dudes.
Goodbye.
And you think you're hot.
I'll let you pick. I'll let you pick what you want. You want the chair? Do you want
these diaries? I mean, everything he says is nuts.
A diary.
Hmm. Ooh, oh, here we go. There's a phone call with Jody.
We can hear his magnetic personality.
Yes, should know about exactly.
Killing Carter, killing Reagan. He needed.
Oh, he wanted to kill Carter too when Carter was president.
Poor Jimmy.
And his attempts to connect with Foster were his way of trying to convince her they were meant to be. The defense had jurors listen to a phone call Hinckley recorded between himself and the actress.
Hello. Oh, no, not you, Ted. Look, I really can't talk to you, okay? And you understand why I can't, you know, carry on these conversations with people I don't know. You understand that it's dangerous?
Oh,
all right?
Well, I'm not
dangerous. Well, I understand that.
Jody
well,
Foster did
there's
not
a
appear
issue,
in
that's
trial,
what he said.
I would just like to say the two of you.
How did he get her
get it on?
By the way, doesn't she sound like kind of a dope?
Yeah, so yeah. How old is she there, though?
Oh, it's you!
The object of his obsession. Only a transcript was released to the media. How would you describe your relationship with John Hinckley? I don't have any relationship with John Hinckley.
Ooh.
Her words infuriated him. In his diary that night, he wrote that he threw a pen at her and shouted, Jody, I'm still going to kill you.
Oh, great.
He went on to
That'll
write,
help.
Oh, my God, what have I done? I'm insane, aren't I?
Yes.
I went too far this morning. Everyone is angry with me. Jody hates me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so famous, but I'm so damn miserable.
Nice job! None of you!
Calculating would be killer. Or a madman who couldn't tell right from wrong.
Why did you run to the decision you think?
Their verdict would leave the nation outraged.
Dicks.
Wow. Well, here now we can do smart resume as we skip through.
I'll make Maz happy.
Tom, what's
going on? Oh, Maz is on his phone. Sorry.
What's going on?
You're just talking about the smart resume, Maz, while you're on your phone.
What's so important? Is there an emergency?
I was just looking on Twitter.
You got an update on your car?
Is the family okay?
Family's good. I'm just looking at this.
Is the insurance all set up?
Silver Age TV is putting out. Remember the old Rookies? I love that show, The Rookies.
Bloop.
There it is.
I got a better idea.
Hink
no
Dog?
No fucking way.
Hink Dog could not keep your attention?
Deliberating for days. All I did is drop out the last 10 seconds.
You have no attention span.
Go past this part. I don't care about this jury. We know what happened. They found him not guilty by reason of insanity, which is ridiculous.
Idiots.
And then Hinkley resumes his madness.
I know. Let's just stick with his madness.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, is this the chick?
Yeah,
it's
probably
her.
Is this
part good? This is the...
Yeah, that's her.
Halloween party.
Leslie DeVoe.
She's not bad for Hinkley. She's too hot for him.
Too hot for Hinkley.
Writer
Elsa Walsh interviewed DeVoe.
Oh, is it the writer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the writer. Yeah, yeah. She's fat. The girl is.
Relationship.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
No,
but for Hinkley, perfect.
So he didn't bang her.
She is too hot for Hinkley. Yeah, he didn't bang her.
Her husband is a wonderful, perfect mother, and she had killed her child.
DeVoe was also found not guilty by reason of insanity for her horrifying crime and sent to the psychiatric hospital.
So this
today, the old grounds are closed, buildings abandoned.
What was it like when you came here the first time?
This is the writer.
You know, it was clearly very different from it is now.
Who cares about the writer? I guess she reveals the stuff about that the chick said, which was kind of interesting.
She revealed that Hinkley said,
"Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is." Period.
And like him, came from an upper middle class background and was educated.
Oh, rich psycho
when
kids.
They met, DeVoe didn't know who Hinkley was, and when he told
She's crazy. Why would she?
She didn't care.
Because she's crazy.
What I did was
I shot myself. So
I killed my child.
Oh,
they found young Aaron
you just shot the president. He didn't even die.
Yeah, you're a failure at everything, Hank.
Had taken her husband's shotgun, shot and killed her 10-year-old daughter, Aaron, as she slept.
Christ.
Then shot herself. DeVoe's injuries were so severe, doctors had to amputate her left arm.
Her injuries were so severe, she fell in love with John Hinckley.
People shocked over her love for Hinckley.
So when people sort of wonder, like, why would I have a relationship with him? You know, why would he have a relationship with me?
In the beginning, they left notes for each other in the cafeteria, talked at chaperone events, or by the window. But by the following year, Hinckley was in love and did something no one ever expected. He proposed, and DeVoe accepted.
Great.
Walsh says, how romantic.
In the yard?
Each other's confidants. Hinckley trusting her with his darkest moments.
And she said he went through this terrible period of feeling enormous shame and guilt.
How's it going, Mr. Brady?
Whoa! Check it out, it's a sex machine!
After 3 years of treatment, DeVoe was released from St. Elizabeth's.
She wears a tie.
Got a job at the hospital, so Hinckley still saw her regularly.
The staff at the mental hospital condoned this relationship, even supported it?
Initially, yes, they did.
That was smart.
Because they saw it as a healthy growth.
But the staff learned
him banging her on the grounds.
An astonishing relationship with someone else. A relationship that raised serious questions about his progress. It was the notorious serial killer and rapist, Ted Bundy, who was on death row in Florida. Bundy sent this letter to Hinckley.
Dear John, I think we've got something going here, John. It's always a pleasure to find someone I feel comfortable writing.
The Secret Service discovered Hinckley started the correspondence.
Oh, great.
And the two men have been writing each other for months. Hinckley wrote this
he's definitely
to
better.
Bundy.
Dear Ted, I read about your new death order. It really upsets me, because I'm against the death penalty, and I value you as a friend.
And Hinckley wrote a letter.
Oh, he's got friends. Let him out.
Hinckley loves that picture of himself in
shape. Yeah, I think he's hot.
Obsessed with Jodie Foster, and had some 20 photos of her in his room.
Oh, let him out.
He'd also consider
running this mental
institute. I know. He's got 20 pictures of her. What the fuck? Oh, he's got the Fromster up there, too? Squeaky?
What, they all get People magazine delivered there?
Ford in 1975.
Same people that run the Epstein.
Parker said the JLST had heard of these contacts and ordered Hinckley's doctors to produce more information about his letter writing.
Despite the letters,
I gotta say, I could watch him walk around all day. It's really kind of captivating. To let him
leave his building. It's relaxing, isn't it?
He looks very free. If you only knew what was going inside that head of his, though. Yikes.
She said they went up to this little spot on a hill. They didn't have sex the first time there, but she said soon after that, they did.
Oh, let him out then. On the ground. Let him out.
This writer is so happy.
Maybe you can have a junior president killer.
To make a bid for more freedom. But would a judge allow a man who stalked two presidents
and
tried to kill one of them back into society?
Yeah, sure, let him out.
He shouldn't be allowed to just roam around all on his lonesome out there. He's a potentially dangerous character. He's proven that.
Yeah, but you're the president's son.
You're biased.
Here we go. There's his neighborhood.
That's now? Okay, that's the tease.
That's where we call Mrs. H.
Yeah, she won't take her call.
It's what we call the neighbor kiss ass, too.
You think she watched this special last night, Mom?
No, she asked John if there was anything on TV, and he said no.
Okay. She controls the cable box.
So there's some real nuts on ID channel, but Dateline sucks.
I just love all this footage of him, though, walking around.
I know. It is very...
Looks like you're keeping your bond pretty tight.
I should have watched this last week. I would have been maybe stayed out of the hospital.
He's doing the opposite of keeping his bod pretty tight. Letting himself go.
In 1997, John Hinckley Jr. was back in court, this time fighting for a bit of freedom.
He spent he's talking to Bundy. He's got Buddy. He's nailing an employee.
He was a changed man. His parents.
He's got pictures of Jody.
His mom.
His whole demeanor has changed, and he's a more open, loving person.
Oh. To them, he loves Jody a lot. Criminal.
He was being treated for mental illness and deserved compassion.
God, he's got a lot of forehead, doesn't he?
On a rooftop or a religious fanatic. He was just a pathetic figure trying to impress a movie star he never met.
Shot the
after
president!
So many years of treatment, he wanted permission to visit his family off hospital grounds.
That's my dad.
Hinckley's doctors told the court his psychosis and depression were in remission and had been for years.
He hasn't written Bundy in a week.
Did I do good, Daddy?
With the psychotic delusions.
But federal prosecutors didn't buy it. They believed Hinckley was still a threat to society and had evidence to prove it. A hospital pharmacist complained that Hinckley was stalking her.
He would over to her office and they'd chat and talk. And then he started bugging her. He'd come every day or he'd call.
The judge denied Hinckley's request.
Hey, nut breath, how's it going?
...of leaving the hospital grounds for a long time.
I don't think they need to put him in slow motion, do they? Isn't he going slow enough normally?
Are you sure it was slow motion?
He was ready to inch back into society.
Yeah, here's his doctors.
Oh, shit, he's perfect.
One day out in the city.
By 2006, Hinckley's treatment team had recommended he be allowed to stay with his parents for days at a time.
Why does he have a treatment team?
The goal,
a San Luis Obispo hospital's rehabilitation.
Fuck him.
They have no justification to keep really holding him.
But put him in a rubber room. About forget him.
Increasing freedom. The house his parents had retired to was in an upscale gated community.
Wow, that's a pretty nice deal he got.
Oh, I'm so glad he's safe.
13th hole of the Kingsmill Championship.
Where Obama played.
13th hole. It's got a really tight dog leg and a psycho living on it.
Think the neighbors appreciated him coming back?
Obama played on that course, by the way.
Oh, see, he could have been shot.
Former President Clinton.
Retired FBI.
Hey, there he is.
Thomas Baker.
I mean, these are the people who play golf in Williamsburg. And this fellow's only 50 feet away.
Great.
Despite federal prosecutors' continued protests, the judge followed
St. Elizabeth's recommendations. Look, he's dressing up. He thinks he's hot in that
shirt. And granted Hinckley more and more time with his parents.
Oh, great.
He looks like he wants to talk.
No longer
doesn't he? Wave.
His fiancée, Leslie DeVoe. After 22 years, the relationship was over.
What?
Do you know why the relationship ended?
Being identified publicly as his girlfriend was very hard for her.
What?
The Secret Service was always coming to her door. It became just too much.
She broke up
with
him.
He only wanted to shoot two presidents, so...
Babe, wait. Babe, wait. Babe, wait. Babe. Babe, wait.
Well, was that still Mrs. Hink Dog's number? Do we know?
Yeah, she hasn't answered it, though. I mean, I'd be
happy to try. Well, it's worth dialing, though.
I'm just afraid that she might be aware that this aired, but I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think John told her. Hink. She relies on John for her TV choices.
She was probably,
jobs.
She was probably watching Dancing with the Stars or something.
Surprised it started yet?
I'm surprised Hink hasn't gotten on there.
So Hinkley, what? He'd be great on there.
Oh, my God. Well, he'd be a little slow.
Nobody would notice. Nobody would notice because Spicer's on.
Who's
that slow fat? Spicer! Oh my God!
Our girl Hannah G is on.
I know.
Isn't that unbelievable? Hannah B. Whatever her name is.
And Tyler's dating Gigi Hadid.
Hot. All right, Hink Dog's mom
on the Hall Financial Hotline. Hopefully, Mrs. Hink Dog. Maybe John will answer.
That would be awesome, huh?
Johnny Warnock Hinckley. John Warnock Hinckley. Shooter of the, let's see, is that the 39th president? More video of him walking.
Oh, that's great.
Scrolling. It's not walking.
I want a video of him walking to go to bed to.
Just put it on loop.
Yeah.
It's like counting sheep.
Come on, Hink Dog.
It might be out on the course.
It's probably out.
Looking for Obama.
Hello, we are not available now.
He's out on his
now.
Daily walk.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return.
Yeah, whatever.
You can check on Andy.
We can call his friend at Subway. His buddy over there.
If he's been around lately. The best fast food worker we've ever talked
Yes, he was awesome. Yeah. All right. Trying to think if there's anything else today.
You got Andy if you want.
Mike's store's open. Should we dial up Andy?
If you want.
Well, you want to wait till Brandon gets here.
My only fear with Andy is if we talk to him, it's going to be another 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
You should try him early in the show tomorrow.
Except when you get him, you got to get him. We have to keep trying him. It's important.
True. Yeah, we'll try him.
Yeah, I could wait till tomorrow for Andy.
I think so.
Yeah. That'll make people visit tomorrow. That's important.
No offense, Tom, but he loves talking to Trudy.
Oh, no, I know. So. No offense taken.
All righty. So, the Drew Mike Store, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. And if you want to review us on iTunes, we appreciate that, too. And
Instagram.
What else is going on? Yeah, Instagram. Jen's rocking our Instagram now.
I'm sorry, Jen, that I couldn't send you any pool pictures. She's wanted me to send her a pool picture.
Why don't you?
I've been down and out. Haven't been. All I do is clean the pool.
You haven't taken a pool picture all summer?
Not with me in it.
Honestly, have you been able to use the pool since you got sick?
No.
Who's been cleaning it, Kathy?
I clean it.
But you've been sick.
I know, but
you couldn't even lift your cell phone. How are you going to clean the pool?
How did you get to Coney Island, by the way? Did Lil drive you in her car?
Kathy was home at the time.
By the way, the guy that said your family should broom you, he was not serious.
Really?
He emailed. Yeah, he was really, he's kind of upset.
Do you want to say what else he did?
Yeah, he gave the show a $200 donation.
That's nice.
Well, you're not allowed to have it, he said.
I understand.
I don't know. I made that up.
Okay.
Did you really think he wanted your family to broom you?
I just didn't like what he said. That's all. I was a little under the weather and not feeling good. I wasn't myself.
You were a little hot-headed.
I was a little hot-headed.
What percent are you at? Are you at 80 yet?
I think I am.
Okay.
See, I am hungry.
Really? You're 2% higher than you were?
If I had a Mesa burger right now, I might be up at 90.
Quid
God,
pro
that
quo.
Sounds really good.
Just want some free food.
I'll pay. I'll be glad to pay. As long as I get my, 15% off by mentioning
the Drew Mike discount?
Yeah.
Probably eat there for free.
Let's go. Want some chips.
It is kind of tempting.
Say we do it.
Why don't you go pick it up, Tom, and bring it back here?
I am looking forward
to your new car.
Yeah, your new car. Show it off in Royal Oak.
He doesn't want any foreign smell in his new car.
Exactly.
He doesn't want to ruin the new car.
I have to return it.
You can take my car.
I have to return it.
Oh, yeah. You went and got it just to drive over here and tomorrow you go, I hate it. 12 or 8.